You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com.
Oh, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is liberty. Each week, we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at johnnyrocketlaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty. Rock and roll.
Hey there, Liberty lovers. This is Mark Clare of the Lions of Liberty podcast, where we strive to bring you great conversations about the ideas of liberty 3 days a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Check us out at lionsofliberty.com.
Hey guys, this is Roger Paxton, and if you're fed up with the government running every single aspect of your life, but you're not listening to the Lava Flow podcast yet, then what's wrong with you? Check us out at thelavaflow.com, or just go back to sucking up to the government. The Lava Flow podcast, striking the root every single episode.
We are supported by listeners like you. Donate per month or make a one-time donation through PayPal or Patreon at wearelibertarians.com. Welcome to We Are Libertarians. I am your host, Chris Spangle. We Are Libertarians brings all of the irreverence modern politics deserves. Think of us as the love child of the National Review and Mad Magazine. We explain to you what the hell is happening in our world today and how we can fix it by thinking differently. Please be sure to rate and review us on iTunes. 5 stars, please. Like us on the Facebook. Share this episode with friends and support us through PayPal or Patreon at wearelibertarians.com. We are supported by listeners like you, so $1 per episode by pledging $5 a month helps us grow. We are always taking your questions and comments via email at editor@wearelibertarians.com. We're going to read some emails soon. We're starting to get some in, especially about a certain person on
Skippity
the pod.
Doop, dop, dip.
If you are new to the program, we catch up for the first 20 minutes or so, then deep dive into analyzing current events in society from a libertarian perspective. This show is for adults by semi-adults, so please be warned, the language is strong and occasionally offensive, especially when we have our two insurances here, which we'll explain in a moment.
Like a good neighbor.
Three insurances.
The Minority Caucus?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's start with Greg Lenz. Greg, my co-host, how are you?
I'll tell you, I apologize for being a little late this evening. I was on my way here and saw a car that had broken down and walk up to it, and it's Maya and Chelsea Manning. Turns out they were having tranny problems trying to get to the VA. Oops, sorry.
Thank you for listening to We Are Libertarian.
Hong Kong tranny props.
That female voice that you hear is the voice of the lovely Kat Anagnos. Kat, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Actually, no. You know what? I'm done lying about my feelings on this podcast.
Oh, how brave.
I am not allowed to serve in the military. No, I'm kidding.
Woo! Tucker. I knew it.
No, I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm doing pretty well.
Thank you, dear leader, provided me with sustenance yet again, a delicious fajita that he also offered to
Harry Price, who's here as well.
Oh, I see who didn't get offered the fajita. That's
you
nice.
Brought your own sandwich,
that's
Seth.
The voice of Seth. No, well, Seth. We see, just call him Seth now. He goes by one name. He's like Madonna. Right? He's like...
I'm
Lady Gaga.
I'm like 164th tie, so, you know. Going by
are you?
Oh, you can't tell with my sword.
No, you look like you're in the Hitler Youth, actually. Got the undercut, tall, blonde, blue eyes.
Frank Solo,
black
is that
roots
you?
At the blonde
hair. Yeah, oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Underneath that, yeah.
All right, and that other voice is Harry Price. Harry, how are you?
Going good. I saved you, Seth, from that awful fajita. It was awful. Had no spice to it whatsoever.
It was so good.
Harry, yeah, do you see how white my skin is? That, like, no, I don't do spicy food, so that would have been
he
a good
fajita. He puts mayonnaise on his fajitas.
I figured you had enough time.
No, I don't. I'm not straight. No, I don't do mayonnaise either. That's disgusting.
He doesn't do mayonnaise. He prefers
too many calories.
Spicy boys.
No, Seth is.
I like my
boys
prefers, spicy, not my food.
Schnitzel because he is in Hitler Youth.
All right, now I just to say, I just want a note to the cast. Now it has been Greg, Kat, and I for a few episodes.
Yes, it has.
And we've got a lot of people here, so we're going to need to talk one at a time. All right, so. Do we need to pass around the extendable fork here?
The conch.
The conch? Yes. Okay, so We're going to talk a little bit about civil asset forfeiture, Jeff Sessions, and Trump's U.S. military ban on trans people. But first, you know, we begin every podcast as we get caught up. And I think that we've got to start, you know, obviously we have our lesbian insurance with Kat.
False, but thank you. To all the single men out there, I am available. So.
College. Do they have to own goats?
She said that she's getting a lot of DMs from the boys, the creepitarians.
No, they're not creepitarians. They're nice people who enjoy me on the show, and I thank them for that feedback.
I think
they
were
sliding, feel wanted.
But I think they were sliding in DMs. Is that what she said?
No.
I wonder if you told them that you weren't into them, how those compliments would go.
All of a sudden, it was, you're the worst thing that ever happened in this podcast.
We have our
DM intensifies.
Our gay insurance and Seth. Seth, how are you?
I'm doing good.
It's nice to re-up with you. We've missed you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
You've been doing good. You've been wanting to come on.
Yeah, and here I am.
We had quite a few conflict schedules, though, there for a while.
Yeah. Because
we were trying to put together a different show with a snowflake. And
well, spoiler alerts for what's to come ahead. Yeah.
We'll have the blizzard.
Greg is either the ladies swoon or they violently throw things at Greg's head.
Yeah.
There is no in between.
Binary, very binary.
And in Seth's case, he has a roommate who is a left libertarian, and I think if anybody listens to the
I don't think she'd take that title.
Like,
I
all
think
left
she's
libertarians,
just a lefty.
When push comes to shove, they become commies.
Well, she was a libertarian, and now she's just a leftist, as most left libertarians end up.
I think that's accurate.
Your roommate could not like Greg less. She really doesn't like me either, so I'm not. Why should I throw Greg under the bus?
Yeah, I won't speak for her, but I'll just say I don't think you guys are her number one.
We had a delightful exchange on election day. I don't know why she feels that way.
Greg, did you have any delightful exchanges with anybody on election day?
I was drinking so many liberal tears, I almost drowned.
Just wasted on liberal tears.
I almost, it was like a jellyfish that just turns into water because you drink too many tears.
Yeah. Greg was having the time of his life.
It was the best day ever. Donald Trump's our president. Well, else could be better
my
than
birthday
this world?
Was November 8th.
November 8th?
Yeah, my birthday was on election day this year.
You had the best birthday ever.
Oh, I was given 4 years of liberal tears.
Yeah.
That was
loves Trump.
Really?
Well, I've come around to like him a lot.
Have you?
This is crazy.
Just because, just of how much he makes liberals cry. Like, that alone
pain is the sweetest.
Like, all the bad stuff about him, I could tell from day one. And I knew that, and I expected that. And so it's not really any surprise. And, I've already spent years, bitching about those kinds of things. But the fact that he's, completely changed the political game, that he doesn't have the icing that most politicians have covering the shit. He's just the plain old shit, and he doesn't care. It's beautiful.
He's a schoolyard bully, and it's just, it's beautiful every day. He's hopping into trucks, pretending he's running over globalists. And he's got a baseball
that
bat.
That CNN gif.
Oh,
it was beautiful. Just seeing people lose their shit over it and acting like it was a serious threat or something. It's it's a gif. Calm down.
And it's not that we, are so pro-Trump and his policies. It's just that we appreciate a shitlord when we see it.
Oh,
exactly right.
Yeah. He's the first presidential shitlord, and it's hilarious.
It's the shitlord era. Yeah. It's a new epic.
Like the CNN gif was a new level. He's always one up to my expectations, and even on election day, I was like, I don't think he's going to win, but I can't doubt him. He made it this far, and he just always has one upped it. And the CNN gif was God fucking damn it, a 4chan shitlord is now
is
the president of America.
I woke up that Sunday and I looked at my Twitter feed and I went, ha, ha. I loved everything about it.
I love it every day.
My favorite was, my mind is numb. My body is shaking. I can't believe it. Why has this country done this to me? Mr. President, what do you have in store for me? Great. Screenshotted it, printed it off.
As a college student.
Oh, woo, loved it. So tasty.
Were you on? I think you were on, and we were just like, what does your feed look like? And you're like, it's awful.
Yeah, it was crazy. People were already started stockpiling food and water. Can't believe this is it. He's about to burn the trans.
Even in some of the like things that aren't really controversial or aren't big deals, like the flamboyant gay man with the fan that they took the picture of, like yeah. that shit was hilarious. Right. I set that as my cover photo. And if you look at what I have tagged, of course, God Emperor in the middle, God Empress to the side, and sassy gay man tagged on the other thing. Like, it's just hilarious. That guy is... Like, the fact that, you know, Trump lets him, like, swish the fan out and be all, you know, silly and flamboyant, and he's just got the biggest grin on, like, that Obama wouldn't have done that. Bush wouldn't have done that.
They wouldn't allow themselves to be photographed with the rainbow flag. He's the first right. president to, or presidential candidate to ever allow it.
Eloquently pointed out in meme form today.
I did. I said, you know, we're all looking for somebody that holds that flag, or holds us like Trump holds that flag. And it was him holding the LGBT flag.
That's adorable.
Wait, Hillary Clinton didn't?
And the sucky thing about
won't.
That is...
First one ever.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton didn't do it?
No, none of them will.
But the lefties, they like to also sucker punch that, like, well, he's in a climate that he's allowed to. I was like, what the heck you thought Obama did for that?
Listen to interviews of, like, Trump in the early 2000s saying he had no problem with gay people, like, or in the 90s even.
Mm-hmm. He still doesn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He cares about whether you're rich or not. If you're poor, he doesn't give a fuck about you.
he only cares if he can make you upset.
Listen.
That too. Yeah, he cares about that as well.
Nobody loves the gays as much as I do. The more dick you suck, the more I love you.
Look how bad the gays are doing. What do they have to lose?
Listen.
They've been treated poorly, and I don't like it.
They spend so much money. They don't have kids. They shouldn't have kids. So they spend so much money in my hotels.
But they're better than trans.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We're the whole trans thing.
Boy, it's been outrageous, the reaction to that.
We put up... So what do you think... about the
trans issue. I couldn't
believe
you did it. You were doing some prodding of social media.
Can you look up on the wall page and see how many comments that got? Because it was a ridiculous amount.
When you did, I go, oh boy.
I did it.
I had to turn my notifications off. It was crazy.
It was on my page, but then it was also, oh, do you have notifications for the page on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's not good.
I turned those off
a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was not good at all.
Yeah, so...
So, 105... like interactions, like likes, hearts, whatever, 1,000 comments.
1,000 comments in 24 hours.
1,000 comments.
On our Facebook page. And literally, what was the question?
What does everyone think of trans people in the military? And
That was a nice thing to say. That was the right way to phrase it.
50,000 people. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very neutral.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Top comment had 537 like hearts and crying faces.
If I had to bet, I would guess that the majority of actual Libertarian Party members are far less sympathetic to this cause than one would think because of the philosophy.
Yeah.
I read through every comment and a lot
in general
they just don't care. It's one of those things.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
I know a very popular Libertarian candidate that when the idea of campaigning for the gays, like to reach the gay community, it was like, well, they just kind of give me the willies. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's not the best response.
Kat, save the comments. We'll come back to those because I'll have you read some of the more interesting ones because I'm interested in the reason I asked that is before we talk about, you know, the really important stuff, which is the civil asset forfeiture, I wanted to get just a general perception of the show. I want to take a moment to thank our buddy Jason Doolittle, who is, I think he is my favorite listener. He's getting there. I would say so.
Always dangle the carrot. Never give it to him.
That's right. If I do, Christy Avery's going to get mad, and I'll have a flurry of angry messages from Christy.
She knows where you live.
She knows where I live.
Slept on this couch.
Save that for a time when you need more drama to
fuel
the show. Yeah.
So I went to the mailbox. I go to the mailbox once a week because I hate the government and I don't want to interact with it.
Yeah, fuck the mailman.
And we got this letter from Jason Doolittle. Kat, would you read that?
Yes. The outside, for those who are not watching and just listening, the outside says, congratulations. And there is a really nice 3D champagne glass that corks out. The inside
like
says,
Alex Jones had on election night.
Right, right. The inside says, dear Chris and Greg, in parentheses, and Kat, I guess, ...
Love Jason.
Off
fuck
to a
PopCon.
Good start.
You guys knock it out of the park every week. Well, I can't read that.
It says, enjoy your break. So best, Jason, and hip hip hooray, here's to you. So Jason, thank you so much for sending that card.
We love you, Jason. Next time you can The parentheses are a waste of
yeah,
ink.
That's fine.
How did he get the address? Do you have that published?
Oh, no. Jason, we are streaming live to Facebook right now, and it's on a Mevo camera. And Jason donated the money for us to get the Mevo camera.
Oh.
And so he sends us things occasionally.
It's like the Truman Show for the highest level of access.
Exactly right. And so
he's in the top 10 favorite fans.
If his wife is listening, Greg bought that. So that's what's going on. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, you can see my cat's asshole. Because
I can. I have a perfect view.
This is more really? Pussy than I've ever wanted
Guys,
to see.
Guys, I promise I wouldn't do that again.
Cat, please.
Oh, God. Bleached.
My sweet cat just can't stop showing her asshole to everyone that comes over.
I have a problem.
I had to play the gay card right away after walking in the door. I'm just like, oh, my God, get it out of my face, please.
Well, get Trump in here so he can grab it.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, you know, we've built out this professional studio in my room, in my dining room.
Luxury apartment.
My luxury apartment.
It's the compound.
Exactly. And I've got this great studio, which you can see on our YouTube page. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go check out the videos. I've got like 4 episodes to go clip out and take the segments out. I apologize for getting behind on that. But we do have the full episodes, and you can kind of watch it and see everything. And we have these serious discussions, and we're giving you all the serious knowledge in this professional-looking studio. And then here comes Mittens, and she just puts her asshole right in the camera. She just misses her daddy.
You got a great compliment. Doug Carr, I ran into him at Starbucks, and he said to be sure and tell you what an awesome job you've done and how great it looks. And he has the quintessential podcast studio, you know, for DK New Media. So that's quite the compliment.
Yes.
Remind me, I owe him $5 for that.
Evan McMahon asked if we had the unicorn on because...
I thought Harry was the unicorn.
Well, because we're talking trans issues. Is there anything you'd like to say to Evan McMahon?
Hi.
Is he implying Seth is trans?
Is he outing Seth?
Seth.
No. There's nothing to out there, but no.
Is the clutch slipping?
Now, Seth, as we've mentioned, you're a gay man. You're a very smart, intellectual man. You're not just a man that enjoys other men.
Yeah, so I do that.
There's many other facets to you.
He's so articulate.
And now, you would you say you have a good gaydar?
Reasonably so, but I run into problems with like wishful thinking.
Okay.
Like where I see a guy and I'm just like, ooh, is he gay? But then I'm like, oh, but am I picking up something here or do I just want him to fuck me? Because
I love a challenge.
I have that with women where it's very much like, oh, they're not into me. They're just my friend. Now, when you met Kat tonight and you met her at the party.
I know where this is going.
What'd you pick up on?
Well... Here's the thing. I started to say this earlier, but...
You better answer very carefully, Seth.
College lesbians aren't real lesbians. Like, every girl is always like, oh, yeah, I flicked my sorority sister's bean, but
ew.
It doesn't really...
I've double-clicked a few mouses in my day, but
like,
it was college.
It's just my college experience. Like, it doesn't really matter. And they'll be like, oh, I'm maybe 37% bi or something.
It's like when you touched a boob. Like, it was just a curiosity thing.
Yeah, that was to see whether the 40-year-old virgin was right or not, and if they did indeed feel like bags of sand... Because it dawned on me that, well, shit, I've never felt them. Maybe they do feel like bags of sand.
No, a public bar isn't traditionally where you do said things.
But no, usually
your
not.
Leader provides.
Listen, he does.
Excuse me, I would like to go.
He made that connection that night, so he introduced me to said owner of the boobs. So, yeah.
Two pairs. We got you a small set and a big set.
Yeah.
Yeah, a big set.
The 4x4 tires the low rider.
I'm okay with boobs. It's just below the belt that makes me uneasy. So.
Well, we got a treat.
Oh, do it.
False. And I would like to go back to when you implied that my sorority sisters and I have intimate relations. I would like to say
it's college.
False.
We get it. It's okay.
But it's completely false.
They're good Christian women.
But I am very curious because people...
Can I isolate that clip?
No. I am curious to say a lot of people do think that I am a lesbian. What would you say?
Actually, I can see it now.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Really?
What? Yeah.
What is it about
her? It's the deep voice.
I don't know. Something, yeah.
It's the deep voice.
Like, the way you looked at me right there and the way you said that, like, something about it just clicked and I'm like, oh, yeah, she might be a dyke.
But, have you seen her play softball?
No, I haven't.
Soccer.
Do you play softball?
No, I play soccer. It's because I have a deep voice and I'm competent and I enjoy sex with
She's not wearing...
Well played.
I was about to say, she's not wearing flannel, so I don't know.
It's tied around her waist.
Oh,
it's on,
yeah,
Tuesday.
There you
no,
go.
This is a nice sweater.
Is that from the Al Borland collection?
This isn't actually mine. It's
I just like any it's lesbian listeners of the show. I apologize. I don't know any lesbians in real life. It is not like queer.
That is so snobby.
It is not
honestly,
like queer.
I don't either.
It is not like queer as folk. Like gay guys don't just hang out with lesbians. We have nothing in common with them. Like they like pussy. We don't like that.
That's true. You,
hate you know it. We have nothing right. in common with them.
Right.
So,
but what do you have in common with us?
Nothing.
Liberty.
We both like dick, so well, there's that.
Get ahead of ourselves.
Well,
and Chris, we're smashing the state together. So
that's
yeah.
right. We are. Our two resident anarcho-capitalists are in the house. We've got Harry and Seth.
Third, as soon as he comes out of the closet about it.
Anarcho-monarchist. No rulers, but I do want to be king.
A Hoppe style. Pinochet and monarchism.
Of your own private plot of land.
Yeah, my own plot.
Hey, Harry, Seth.
That
my...
you voluntarily allow serfs to live on.
Yeah.
Seth. My
they want.
Yeah.
My gay friend said, "Who is the gay guy and what is his number?"
Is it the one that
is he
that watching that you're ditching me for this weekend?
He is a hell of a good guy.
Honestly,
a hell of a guy. I love him.
You should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
he's one of my favorite people I've ever. I only met him once, but he was hilarious.
We're gonna make this happen.
We're gonna make it happen.
Okay.
We'll set you guys up.
We're
gonna be the first straight people to try and set.
We'll set you up
after
the show.
No.
They know
he's not white. You're going to love him.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, have you met Harry?
Great man.
More of the Harry variety.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Now, Harry, you Gunther was born.
Yep.
And Gunther is now at home.
Yeah, Gunther's at home.
Beautiful.
Very
healthy.
Healthy, getting close to 8 pounds now.
Outstanding.
So, yeah, so it's very tiring because she likes to stay up late at night, but it's okay. You know.
But don't you have
just
a wife?
Just like daddy.
Yeah, got a wife, but she just likes to sleep. What she
does. Childbirth is hard.
You know, it was a C-section.
How would you know?
You know, it was over. You know,
pop a couple Vicodin. They cut it, do a little cut.
Right. You know,
she
was on somebody. Yeah, she was on a couple of pain meds. Yeah, I was traumatic. I had to sit in a chair.
Yeah,
the room was like
stay
cold.
Awake, you know. Emotional support.
Right.
It's exhausting.
Did you watch it happen?
Yes.
Yeah, that's enough trauma. There, yeah. Right there. Yeah.
Crowning.
They had like this vacuum tube of this. They had this vacuum tube of blood, like, on the floor. They were, like, sucking blood out. It was awful. Oh. It was like,
I feel like when I was gassed in the bathroom by the Febreze, I'm about to, I'm going to need a minute.
Yeah.
But it was also, like, Gunther's home. People keep sending me stuff for Gunther, which I like to say thank you for everybody sending stuff, because it does help out, because I've taken her to a trip to the store, and that's kind of hard, and it's and I almost got triggered at the actually untriggerable. I thought I couldn't be triggered.
You got triggered,
and I got triggered. I was at Kroger, and checking out. I'm
Kroger,
checking out. Got everything on the conveyor belt, and the cashier goes up to me and goes, "Oh, that's not your babysitting." I was like, "I'm not babysitting. This is my child."
Oh, damn! What did you say?
I was like,
"I'm
this
not
is
the
my
help,
child.
Sir.
This is my kid." It's like, "But you're babysitting." So mom was like, "No, this is my kid. I'm spending time. That's nice. You're spending time with your daughter." Yes, would you think I would be? Oh, like, oh, what the hell? Yeah, triggered. I'm seeing it
go off.
Dude,
that's, I'd be salty.
I was super salty.
I'd do the whole, can I speak to the manager haircut bit.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, like, it was traumatic for me because, like, I'm like, I've never been triggered before. Is this what it feels like?
This is, yeah, you become a parent and now suddenly you can be triggered.
I know.
That's what having kids does to you.
I have parenting skills. I'm an adult at K-Roger.
K-Roger.
He called K-Roger. It K-Roger. Kroger, as you people K-Roger. Know it. I don't know what you people meant.
Yeah, but K-Roger.
How are you handling the diaper situation?
Very easily. I got it set up across the room. The whole diaper genie thing is a scam. That whole, like, this way you don't have to smell the diapers. That's stupid. That's a waste of money. Just buy a thing of 59-cent baking soda and just, like, shake a little bit in at
what,
each layer.
Wait, what is
Velcro
it?
Velcro the
what
baby to the wall and louse him like it's prison. Spray him with that hose.
What is a diaper genie? I've never
heard of this. It's supposed to, like, trap the smells of the diaper inside because sometimes the baby.
Like a
will,
seal?
Will poop, yeah.
Is it like
poop?
You said it made such a loud sound, it sounded like two gunshots going off.
Wait, is it a special diaper or is it a bag?
It's a special trash can that holds it into
it.
Oh, yeah. But no, because, yeah, Gunther did like drop a poop the other day that was like, I heard it from across the house. And I don't have like a small house. It's a big, it's a, you know, 2,000 square foot house. You know, I was on the other side, I was on the computer, you know, headphones on, and all I heard was boom,
when your baby shits a brick on the other side
of
the house.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And
it's it was awful. Said,
yeah. Fire in the hole.
Awful. Like first, like I thought it was Lacey. I was like, Lacey, whoa. I was like,
she had broccoli again.
That's Gunther.
Speaking
and
of
she
the,
brings him to she brings him to me like, here, change her. I'm like,
no.
She did that on you. It's, you know,
it's leaking jello pudding.
Harry,
get the hell away from
you should invest in upgrading the plumbing in your house now. When Gunther's a teenager, your toilets are wrecked.
I've got my my bathroom taken apart. I'm going to put a lock on it, keep them out, you know.
Oh, build a wall around your bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. You know, every solution is build a
Someone's
wall.
Gunther gonna
have to, yeah, is Gunther going to have to pay for it as well?
Yes. It's going to come out of our college fund.
Yep.
You know, so be
good,
okay.
Good man. Yeah.
By the time she gets to college, it'll be unfundable or useless anyway, so.
Well, because how old is she now?
What is it? Be 3 months next Saturday.
No kidding. Are you having a birthday party?
Yeah, small one for like family and stuff like that.
So we're not invited.
Well, you know.
That was kind of shitty and petty.
If you have to ask and you're not invited.
I came to the baby hurricane and alienated all of your normie friends and your family members. Like, let me tell you, did you guys see that great picture?
I was there as well.
Seth and I devastated
we
that.
We played bingo. I got the windmill of friendship and tolerance.
Yes,
with
sir.
The bingo knife.
And they were like, what is this you speak of? And then all of a sudden, they see a swastika on the bingo card.
I don't think the blonde hair and blue eyes helps me out.
They bought it from you completely, but they didn't think that was nearly as funny as we did.
Yeah, I had some friends that were triggered. Like, I can't believe you have friends like that. I was like, what? You're not in on the joke. Oh, sorry.
I've had problems like that, making those kinds of jokes in front of normies and then realizing afterwards, like, oh shit, okay, backpedal.
Like, he doesn't know what this is. Are these good kids meme? Like, that's...
Which is
context specific.
Yeah, which is fun. I was around my sister's sorority members, right? And I accidentally like, made a joke like that, and I found like the one shitlord in the whole sorority. She was like, oh my God, yeah, I can talk to you. And we just trade memes back and forth.
Like,
she was like, I found one.
So we need to make like an app like Grindr, but for shitlords.
Yes.
Allows you to see where the
weaponized autism meet.
.com.
So if you're at work and you're like, well, I wonder, it's like, you know, me, I like wonder, oh, I wonder if any of these people are gay. You can, like, on Grindr today, I had a guy 45 feet away from me, so you know he's in the same exact fucking office as me, sends me one text, sup, and then a dick pic. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
I hate HR. People.
You work with me.
It's an inside job.
It is HR. You're going to come in for your rubber.
You two have been very distracting, and I want to know why you're sharing racist memes about Harry.
We're not sharing racist memes about Harry. We're setting Seth up.
Yeah.
Oh no.
My friend is so interested.
He's very, very interested.
Okay.
And you two match. Cool. You two are
would be
very compatible.
How does he feel about an anarcho-capitalist society?
Well, I was going to say the Hitler jokes aren't scaring him off.
No.
Hitler's hot now, man.
He is a gay black male
who hates Bernie.
Has thought about becoming like a libertarian/Republican. The only thing holding him back is like the gay marriage stance. What?
You're the one thing preventing
the one thing.
I don't want to associate.
It's the biggest shitlord there is.
Yeah. Okay.
Love the guy. Cool. We'll set you guys up.
Rumor. Never mind.
This guy's real?
Oh, yeah.
He's a black gay guy from Gary.
I swear to God, it's hilarious.
My favorite man on this planet. If, do you know how many times
that's offensive, right? Right, Greg?
Oh, I don't care for her. That's like I said, I stopped enjoying her friendship a very long time ago.
Exactly. No, my mother.
Professionally,
keeps...
even less.
The last nail was scary.
My mom keeps trying to set us up, my friend and I, but I keep saying, Mom, he does not like women. And she's like, but that's okay, right? It'll still work. I'm like,
is,
Mom, like,
is
it
your
won't.
Mom just like the Greek mom on My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Like,
yes,
Mom,
completely.
He's a vegetarian.
But
oh,
Alex
oh,
Jones
okay.
woke.
And she's like, oh, that's okay. I make lamb.
That's okay.
You know?
I make lamb. Yeah.
She like, Mom, he likes guys. Oh, that's okay. He can date you.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, well, according to you, I have a deep voice, and I gave you that man look, so. Mm-hmm.
She was high in my Subaru, so.
No joke. How do you like this thing? How's the gas mileage?
Yeah.
What do you think my kayak will
fit on
top? What's
it look like underneath? Do you have one of those rolly scooter things I can put slide under the car with.
You're going to change your own oil?
Yeah. Right. All right.
Hold on. If we could, though, I would like to mention something real quick. Can you guys stop saying scat cat? Because every time you guys say that, I think of scat.
Oh, so do I.
That's what I thought they were talking about the first time.
No.
Excuse me.
No.
What?
Google incognito that later, Greg.
You don't know what scat play is?
No.
Think Germans.
What does that mean? Pure, perfect society, very ordered.
I was thinking two girls, one cup.
Nobody's cheap.
But...
No.
Two girls in a cup, Greg.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. Yeah. What do you guys want?
It's
not that.
In my head, it's like every time you say scat, that's scat.
Ew.
So that's you guys say it, my brain goes scat.
Excuse me. Did somebody say scat cat?
Yeah.
A 5, 6, 7, 8. Beep, bop, dap, bop, beedee, dap, ba, da, boo.
No.
Beep, 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 ba, da,
please stop. 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 Stop.
Stop. Stop. Poop coming out of her mouth, and I think I may get that video out of there and just like animate it later.
What she says is the auditory equivalent of poop coming out of her mouth.
That's why it's called Scat Cat.
Now, Greg has set down his mic. He refuses to participate in the show anymore.
Scat strike.
I have gotten nothing but positive feedback about Cat being
all
on the
50
show.
Song counts. Wow.
Yes, she's really mobilized her troops to tell us that they like her.
Thanks,
but
Mom.
Scat Cat, not so much, Greg.
No, I can't even begin to tell you how little people like it, and I didn't even know about the negative connotation prior to.
Little
good Lord, now that I know that,
you know how many
that sounds
people
like
I
what's
got
coming out of your mouth.
No, so many people told me they loved Scat Cat.
Who?
People on Facebook.
Your sorority sisters?
No. They don't listen. You think
the
they
ones
listen?
You
they just want you to pay your dues.
Don't say that.
The friends that you pay to get a hangout with told you how great you were?
No,
shocked.
I'm renting them for 4 years.
OMG besties.
For 4 years.
Have you been on the Instagram account yet?
So our first topic tonight is... no, I made the Twitter, and I'm pissed.
I'm honestly... we're not going to get into the BSU AOPI.
Okay, Harry, you didn't need to fucking Google that.
One
holy
at a time.
Shit.
One at a time, guys.
I DuckDuckGo that, okay?
What?
Ever heard of it?
Yeah, I use DuckDuckGo.
No, you... Mm.
I saw the
It's the hipster search engine.
Yes, I know what DuckDuckGo is.
All the kids are raving about it.
Yeah. All right, I want to take a minute. We're going to jump into the civil asset forfeiture topic here in just a second, but I want to take a chance to promote my good friend, Johnny Adams, Johnny Rocket Launchpad. Johnny Rocket Launchpad is an amazing podcast that you all should be listening to. And Johnny made a comic book.
Is it a comic book or graphic novel?
I don't know the difference. Listen, I'm
they're real particular about that. That's why I asked.
It says it's a...
Is it supposed to be serious?
It's a very libertarian leaning. It's great for
brilliant
I would say,
idea.
Teenagers, if you love comics,
give me.
If you love,
I feel young again.
I gave you one already. You didn't get around to reading it because
too busy creating Scat Cat.
Exactly.
Time well spent.
Is the red and black an ANCOM in the cartoon?
I don't think so. This is their logo. That's beautiful, black and red.
Oh.
And Johnny Rocket.
Commie bullshit.
JohnnyRocketLaunchpad.com. It is really good. I read it. We've got some copies. We're gonna figure out a way to give you some.
That
of these
is a
copies.
Really great idea and very cool.
It is. Yeah. He designed it. He drew it. He wrote it.
Did he really?
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing. I mean, you just look at the art in it. It's really, really cool.
Do you remember the OC? Remember when Seth Cohen did a graphic novel about the OC?
Sure don't.
That's what it reminds me of. Oh, I had to watch that because my girlfriend was obsessed. And then I had to watch Laguna Beach on Monday nights.
Liberty Force is the comic. You can get it at JohnnyRocketLaunchpad.com. Listen, support our friend Johnny. Johnny,
awesome job, man. That's been great production quality.
Looks so nice. Cool.
Yeah, a great friend of the program, and I wanted to take a moment just to say, hey, check that out. He's not paying us for this. I just loved the book so much that I want to make sure that you all hear about it and that you check it out.
It's like what we were talking about, like the cultural infiltrations, like the way in, like with Free State of Jones and A Time to Kill, you know, getting in through very popular popular culture is the better way to go in rather than preaching on a corner about, you know, needing food insurance and when you're going to escape to New Hampshire and everything's going to be, you know, ANCAP.
Speaking of New Hampshire and Liberty things, like Roger Larger Paxton's other podcast, Resist the Empire, talking about like Star Wars. It's a really, really cool podcast. It does get people into that listen to Star Wars. Brings
it does.
People in. Yeah, that same type of bridge.
Yep.
it also bridged me because, like, I really don't really like the Star Wars universe, and that helped me, like, care.
It's culturally biased.
Yeah. To me, it's just Star Wars is just too unbelievable. That's why I like Star Trek. It's better.
Why'd Darth Vader have to be the black guy?
Before we move on, one more thing. I want to give a shout-out to our friend at 812 Farms. This is not a paid advertisement. They are a former sponsor, but we just love our good friends down there. They were so supportive of us, and you guys were so supportive of them. They're going to be at the Hoosier Hops and Harvest Festival at Story Inn on August 26th, the Knob Root Beer Fest in Brown County on September 16th, and the Corn Maze Beer Fest in Columbus on September 23rd. Aaron asked if I would give a shout-out to those events. Harry's all about the craft brew. He's drinking Zima tonight. Many Jolly Ranchers are being consumed here at the table as well.
So good.
Yeah, it's pretty... a little nostalgia. I remember drinking these, being underage, drinking Mazimas and dropping Jolly Ranchers.
Well, you're on the golf team at Northwest High School. Then you went to crew practice in the morning.
Didn't do crew, thank you. Full orchestra, okay.
Just a lot of...
I was in scat band.
People don't like it. We're not allowed to talk about it anymore. My one contribution to this organization is gone.
Let that be a lesson.
Yep. Shows
you. We're kidding. It's gotten good reviews. People like it.
But I do like...
It's endearing.
What was that? Somebody likes Scat Cat? Ba-da-ba-da-beep. Ba-dee-ba-da-ba-doop-boop.
Helga.
Shitty Michael Bublé.
Just stop, Helga. Helga, stop.
Birds flying high. That was like a weird Shakira, Michael Bublé mix.
Oh, my God. Your hips are lying. They're fake news. You're fake news.
I was doing
your contributions are all fake news.
I was doing my Shakira impression earlier. Remember?
Seriously, do your Shakira. It's not bad.
Wait. I know if that lies. Let's go on to see baby. Aquí es perfecto. And then I can do that guy in the song that nobody knows. Hey girl, I can see your body moving.
That song was my anthem in middle school.
Of course it was, Seth.
I bet your hips didn't lie, Seth.
They did not.
Greg, you okay, man?
Greg's meditating.
Thanks, Greg.
Awusa. Namaste.
All right, Greg, let's talk a little bit about civil asset forfeiture. This is a hot topic for libertarians and one of the most underreported topics in all of society in America today. And we thought we made some progress in getting this reversed under Obama, but Jeff Sessions has said that he's reversing a lot of what Eric Holder did. What exactly is civil asset forfeiture?
So what it is, it's basically a method that the state has that works like a basically a stealth tax. So anytime, instead of you being the criminal, or like so an individual being the crime or the criminal, the property becomes a part of the crime and the government is allowed to seize it. And you have no due process. Your property obviously has no due process, not being a person. And the state basically just uses it to confiscate anything related to a civil issue that might be of perhaps evidentiary use or something else. Can be cars, can be really anything in your home, can be any piece of personal property, cash, that just looks suspicious to the police officer. And they seize it. And then you have to go through the most ridiculous process to get your property back. Mm-hmm. And so it literally gives them the green light to go around seizing things that they may or may not need to use through civil proceedings.
Okay.
And so it's really poorly branded because it's something that is so outrageous to anyone you have the chance to explain it to that, you know, doesn't follow politics closely. We were going to do an AFF event that got we just weren't able to pull it off with the, I think it was the Justice IBJ or IJ or whatever.
Yeah, Institute for Justice.
And what we were going to do is have a Christmas event where you bring gifts and we were going to donate the gifts to a local charity. But we were going to pay a police officer to come and just seize them and take it. And then because that's the kind of impact you need to get people to fully appreciate the level of awfulness this really is. It's outrageous. It's just a blatant violation of personal property rights.
Right.
And what's sick is it's become, I think it's roughly 40% of police departments use it to the extent of about a quarter of their funding. Mm-hmm. So it's become their biggest revenue source, and it's been curbed greatly under the president. And then, you know, now that the court is in sessions, he thought this was going to poll well and people would be all for it being hard on crime, and it's shown how many states it's at the state level, it's been a huge backlash. So many states have instituted reforms to dial it back. He just tried to wipe that all away with when he gave a speech, and really the backlash has been enormous because it's basically just theft. It's plain and simple theft.
And don't some sheriffs, like, so when they seize the real estate, cars, cash, valuables, like, it's not just, like, drug dealers, okay?
It's anything associated, potentially.
It's literally, like, let's say the police came
in
here. Let's see, the police came in here, and they thought that I had committed a crime. I'm never charged with a crime. I'm never convicted of the crime. They can, whatever they take out of here, they keep, and they can sell, and I don't get it back. And the sheriffs here in Indiana, I don't know how it is everywhere else, the sheriffs can keep the profit that they make on these auctions.
They're dependent on that funding.
Yep.
Like, it is how the police state and, like, what Radley Balco wrote about in The Rise of the Warrior Cop, it is how that we've had such a militarized police force with these budgets that have just grown and grown.
It's not just that. They personally can keep the money in some cases.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, they literally...
Like part of their pay.
Theft. Blatant theft. Mm-hmm. Like, it's no different than what the mob does.
Yeah. That's why there's so many of them on the drug task force.
Yeah,
versus other crimes. Just like Indiana, like there is no police force right now going after stolen vehicles. There is none. There's tons of people on drugs though, but stolen vehicles. If you get a car stolen here in Indianapolis, it's gone. There's nobody looking for it.
Like Grand Theft Auto. Eh.
Meh.
Right.
I'd rather nab that young girl smoking pot out in the auxiliary shed.
Exactly. Yep.
That's probably why the what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
Sorry about that.
No, I was going to say
that's why, like, it's always a crock of crap when, like, some thin blue line idiot is like, well, next time you're going to call, who are you going to call, a crackhead? Next time your house get broken into? Well, no, I'm going to call my insurance adjuster because the cop's not going to do crap.
That's right.
let's take a moment to all take a good look at Kat because she has...
Remix!
She's gone completely red. Are you okay?
Are you speechless?
No, I'm...
I didn't think that was possible.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I'm a girl.
Sorry.
OMG, girl.
You were going to say something about civil asset forfeiture.
Yeah, exactly. No, what I was going to say is that's probably why the mob and the police force are so closely related.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the methods and the procedures they use. They are. Like, right now, with civil asset forfeiture not being, having very little, unless you're well-funded and know an attorney who will do it pro bono, that stuff's gone.
Yeah.
And they say it's to, like, you know, go after drug dealers, but they have, like, gone in people who, you know, have sold cars and they have, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 of cash on them.
Yeah, and they'll
just pull them over and be like, oh, you've got this much cash on you. You can't have it. There's no way it could be for any legitimate reason.
Yep.
You're obviously a drug dealer, but you don't have any drugs on you, and I can't prove that, so I'm just going to take the cash.
Take that money.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
It can apply to your innocent, you know, church going, you know, Joe Blow.
Yeah, just your basic white college girl. Yeah. Like, it doesn't like, work like that.
Yeah, they've gone after stuff like that. There's that well-known highway in New Mexico where the sheriff just sits there and just picks people off going
exactly.
on the highway.
Well, that property might have committed a crime, which is so ridiculous on the premise.
Don't travel with, like, anything more than, like, $100 in cash or so. Like,
that's what Bitcoins are for.
Well, or go that
right, way.
Look at Ross Ulbricht, though. They stole his Bitcoin.
Creation.
Right. And there's Bitcoins missing still.
Yeah.
There's still Bitcoins missing.
Yeah. Satoshi?
Well, yeah, can't Satoshi find them?
First off, not Satoshi, okay?
I don't believe you.
Picking the Japanese name is brilliant.
We know about your past.
All right, so there's a lot of new reforms, that are starting to go
like,
into place.
That's the thing is, this is so, it perfectly demonstrates how tone deaf Washington, D.C. is and insulated from the rest of the world, really. Because even state governments are responding with these huge reforms because there's this mass outrage when it's state level congressmen who you go meet for coffee and actually have access to. That's the time where they see that this mass outrage is happening, and so they're implementing these tough reforms like Susana Martinez, the governor of New Mexico. They're really at the forefront of all of this, being more libertarian-leaning anyway. And there's no way to describe it other than blatant theft.
Right.
It's 100%. Just because the government does it, it doesn't mean that it's legal.
Exactly.
Correct, yeah. And they were – some of the way, like, I'm not apologizing or giving excuse for the police officers, but I'm just more just stating, like, they got pushed in the situation because, like, what is it, like, it was the early 90s that they did the cop on every corner thing?
Yeah.
But the federal government was only paying that for, like, 1 or 2 years.
Right.
So they hired all these cops, and they had to do something. So they're like, all right, civil asset forfeiture.
Unfunded mandates are how these things get started. And all of a sudden, it's, well, the police union won't let us lay off all these unnecessary police.
Correct.
We're just going to start taking things.
Yeah.
And then that duffel bag committed a crime. We're going to need that.
Right. And it was probably started for a very good reason. Like, you know what? We busted these drug dealers. Let's take that cash, use it to pay for the officer so we don't have to lay anybody off.
Right. Or raise taxes.
Right.
Right.
And so but it ends up, though, becoming a stealth tax, except it's not done at the ballot box.
Mm-hmm. It all comes down to what we talk a lot about, which is incentives.
Yeah. It's a perverse incentive because there is no marketplace or competitive accountability for government. So it is always growing. It has an insatiable appetite to grow. Mm-hmm. When it is nearly unheard of for government to ever cut its budget or downsize.
But even then, like on the whole unintended consequences thing, back for that 1 or 2 years of a cop on every corner, like who could have foreseen that, you know, when this funding doesn't happen anymore, the police aren't going to be able to be fired, and then you are going to have to pay for them somehow.
Right. Like they'd have never seen in the 90s when the crime trend completely reversed.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
And that's in like that book, Freakonomics. They talk about that. Yeah. And so there were a lot of, you know, that tipping point talks about it as well. And it was that New York school teacher on a subway that shot 4 hoodlums and did vigilante justice and took it, you know, and then
Harry, why was that so funny?
Yeah. Harry loves vigilante justice.
It was awesome because like they couldn't, no one convict the guy. He kept going back out there and it was just like left him alone.
Yeah, and then he gets tried. He shot these people and they're like, jury's like, no, he didn't.
No.
Vigilante.
Never happened.
Jury acquitted him.
Jury nullification.
Jury nullification.
They're like, we're literally holding the corpse. They wheel the corpses in like, I don't know. Could have been somebody else on that subway late at night.
He's probably just sleeping. I don't think it's a real corpse.
Yeah. He's being a baby. He's a snowflake.
Crisis actor.
Yeah, crisis actor.
I'm sending
I have the documents.
I don't know if you you said this, but this is a stunning fact. A vast majority of federal civil forfeiture cases, 88% by some estimates, never see the inside of a courtroom.
Absolutely. They never do.
Unreal.
And I mean, it is such an intricate,
seems low,
long, expensive process to go through to get your... to get mittens back.
Right.
Like, honestly, they could take mittens. They could come in here right now, say, you are actively trying to undermine the state. You're in the Libertarian Party.
Yep.
Like, what happened to you when you're, what, mid-20s?
When I was in my early 20s, I was just but a babe working for the Libertarian Party of Indiana, the next-door neighbor.
Prince leader.
I was the Prince of Wales of libertarians at that time, long before he became dear leader. And the next-door neighbor sent a threatening email to his sister, who forwarded it to the Secret Service, where he said he was going to take Obama out. He was investigated. He was asked if he knew anybody who wanted to overthrow the state. And he said, yeah. I think the neighbor kid does something like that for a living.
See the guy mowing in the Gadsden flag shirt?
Right. you know, so I'm definitely on a list. That and, you know, the NSA keyword thing.
We all are.
I saw him ironing his white robe in the backyard. Yeah. Much about that?
He's got dank-ass memes, though, I'll tell you.
I know.
They're so spicy as shit.
Making mustard gas in the garage as well.
Oh, is he single?
But so essentially, they target the property and not the owner. Yeah. Second, the prosecution doesn't need to prove that an owner used the property to commit a crime or was willfully blind to its use, as is the case in ordinary criminal trials.
It's guilt by association with an innocent party.
Exactly right. And third, property owners in forfeiture cases, unlike defendants in criminal cases, have no guaranteed right to counsel. Mm-hmm. And I think at this point, we really need to stop and talk about how important property rights are to not only libertarians, but also to all of society.
Exactly.
Property rights are the foundation of a society. What I own, I own. What I think. These papers are mine. That what is in this house is mine. The house that I own is mine. And if you kick me out because of property taxes, what's here is mine.
Sorry, I've never been sexually harassed at We Are Libertarians.
And so we are eroding property rights, which the castle – can explain the castle doctrine, Greg.
The castle doctrine? Off the top of my head, I can't. You
okay, well, the castle doctrine – anyone else, are you familiar with the castle doctrine?
Is it C-A-S-S-E-L?
No, it's castle – king of the castle.
Yeah.
Oh, king of the Borat.
It's right. Viewing your property – like your home or whatever as your
homestead,
as your castle, so to speak, where like if somebody is doing a home invasion, you're authorized to like use lethal force on them.
Exactly right.
That's the idea
behind
it.
Physically removed, so to speak.
You don't have to retreat. Yeah. Now if they're retreating, you still have to stop.
Yeah, you can't shoot them.
Texas.
You can't Well, I mean, it varies by state to state, yeah. But like, you can't shoot them in the back as they're running off of your property.
Which sucks, because they could be run into their trunk.
But in the long span of history, yeah. This America, the reason that America is exceptional is that America was the first to fully institute property rights amongst its citizens. And in the long span of history, you lived at the pleasure of a ruler, at the pleasure of the state. And if the King of England found you to be gross, he could take whatever property you had. He could take your wife. He could take your life. It didn't matter. And with things like the Magna Carta and the growth of rights in England and France,
explicitly
and,
laid out
German,
negative rights, saying what the government cannot do, period.
Exactly. America finally instituted, essentially, you are the king of your own castle. What you own is yours. And that is the foundation of a free society. That this apartment, all right, I have
wall compound.
A wall compound. I have struck a contract with my landlord, and it says that what is in here is mine. I own this. And if I had bought this property, it would be my property. And the state has no right to just enter my home and take my papers and to violate my Fourth Amendment and to steal my property or to take my life. And America was – the reason we talk about American exceptionalism is that it was that large leap forward. And with things like civil asset forfeiture, it is eroding that very concept
of
freedom.
It's a rejection of it.
It is.
It's saying the state grants you the right of private property rather than you owning it outright.
Exactly right. The state doesn't have to prove the reason that it is taking your things.
It's theirs anyway.
It's theirs anyways, and there's no recourse for you to take it back.
And it's not even against you, right? Like, it's the state versus $3,000 in cash.
Right.
Correct.
It's the state versus a Lamborghini.
And we don't give public defendants to bags, duffel bags.
Or a car, yeah. It's only for people.
Right. And so that's the ace in the hole they have. That's the back, the back door of it, and why it's so damn ridiculous, really.
They almost need to consider property an extension of the person.
Correct. It should be. It's
yours. It should be, but this is such a weird case that, was John Locke thinking of this 400 years ago or whatever? I mean, probably not.
I think he probably was. He was probably anticipating it and came down and said, "You know what? It's worth this. It's better to be on this side. It's better to err on this side of too many personal property rights rather than a government overreach by clearly and explicitly laying
it out."
You
think that John Locke foresaw civil forfeiture?
Oh, I mean, I'm always shocked when I read his two treatises on government.
I haven't read much of them.
It's amazing how smart, like Madison, Jefferson, these guys foresaw. Like, that's the thing with slavery; they hated that.
Careful.
They had to make slavery. So they had
you have
to,
Harry
they,
here.
Harry owned slaves. He did. Oh, Harry does the slaving.
Smoking jacket.
No.
Stay out of my nation property.
But, that's the thing, is they knew it was a moral and humanitarian crime to have to compromise on slavery in order to form the Union. Mm-hmm. But that is why they made certain that they would have a process for amending the Constitution. And it plagued them. Because they knew it was, every country or every culture has an original sin. For the United States, it's slavery and then the way we treated the Native Americans. For England, it's the Ireland. And
honestly, you keep treating cat
or
the way that you're treating cat, then honestly, it's going to be justified treatment. I'm going to have to white knight for her. You're being very mean to cat.
Am I mean to cat?
Are you going to break the fedora out for it, though?
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
I've seen those pictures of you
when the sensitive. Fedora comes up.
I'm not sensitive.
Ever since she's been around, I've had to podcast on eggshells.
Why are you so grumpy?
I'm not grumpy.
You're very grumpy tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, why are you so grumpy?
I really don't think I'm...
No,
am I being grumpy tonight?
No.
Grumpy
being,
cat. You're a little grumpy.
Why are you being grumpy? What's wrong?
I feel like I'm...
You're a little irritable.
Was it the lesbian comment?
Yeah.
No, that was
fine.
Tell us, why are you grumpy?
I'm really not grumpy.
No, you're very... See, you're getting angry right now.
Because you guys are mansplaining.
Get a hold of yourself. Reel it in, little girl.
I've never wanted to be a feminist, but now I do.
You're not grumpy. That's just my favorite thing to do to my niece, especially.
That's so mean.
Why are you grumpy? I'm not grumpy. No, you seem grumpy.
Well, now I'm fucking grumpy.
I'm not grumpy. See,
ask me one more time and I'll start a second Holocaust.
God damn it. Look at how not grumpy I am right now.
If you guys aren't nice to me, I'm going to start scatting. And I don't mean the music kind.
Dear leader, physically remove.
Yes.
Just saying. Yep. It is part of your castle doctrine, right?
Oh, that's your fidget putty.
Of course. That's why I'm grumpy, is because I didn't remember where I put it, but it was on my knee.
Fidget putty?
Yeah, she doesn't have a spinner. She has putty. She can't have sharp
things. Is this the newest thing? Fidget
no,
putty?
No, this is the older thing.
No, I just...
Stop it. You're turning Seth
this
on.
This is how I...
Isn't
ever seen a dongler?
She just made a very... You got a lot of Jolly Ranchers in that Zima.
It's very patriotic.
I've never done this shit before. I don't know how many you're supposed to put.
He's cultured and gay. Mm.
This is how everybody does it at Greg's place.
No, I'm really not grumpy. I'm not grumpy. I just had a rough week.
No, you're not grumpy at all. I was teasing you.
Yeah, I know.
I was just trying to get you to yell.
Interrupted
it's wrestling the,
great... the
jimmies.
Yeah, my jimmies are wrestling.
I was wrestling.
Do
the
not
shit.
Be upset.
And my
there
jammies
no
are
need.
Not on.
Oh,
which means
I
I'm
did
unhappy.
That to. I did that to our special snowflake today.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh yes, I did.
God, I love you.
About
Seth.
Some socialized medicine in the UK.
Oh God,
that's like the worst thing.
Well, I mean, doesn't civil asset forfeiture one? It's the worst name ever. If it had just oh, extortion or oh, theft or. You know, like, that's the thing.
Or theft pronounced with that strange status accent. Taxation, I think is how they
right.
say it.
Like,
yeah.
Collective taxation. Collective theft. Democratic collective theft.
Forcible mandatory taxation. Yeah.
But that's the thing is, it's like taxation is theft. Like, that hasn't caught on Preach. And we keep forcing it. It probably won't because it's just something that doesn't hit home. It, like civil asset forfeiture. I don't even know what that means. It sounds like an SAT question.
Correct, yeah.
You know, if it was simply, oh, when the police come and take your things but don't charge you with a crime and you can't get them back.
Well, the hardest part is because of the education that you even have to give, like, Republicans and Libertarians to let them understand that a lot of the part of the country was built before, like, all the taxation was built. Usually that's the main thing that gets people to become Libertarians. They start,
absolutely.
They learn that history of, like,
spoiler
wait a
minute. Alert, yeah, the state confiscated the private roads.
Right.
They
just like
built.
Alexander Hamilton yeah. wanted to take on the debt from the war, and mm-hmm. that meant that all of a sudden you'd have, oh, we'll fund it by tariffs. Oh, now we need taxes. We Correct. Need an excise tax. Oh, and then there's the Whiskey Rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll put you down, and that'll guarantee the authority of the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Aaron Burr was right when he shot him.
Did you write Hamilton yep. the musical?
No, I would have not written anything because I'd have written it about Aaron Burr.
Oh.
Big fan. Big
Aaron
fan.
Burr did nothing wrong.
Yeah. Big fan.
I love duels. I'm a big fan yeah. of duels.
Probably wouldn't have made it a musical either.
Can you imagine, though, if right now Steve Munchin was challenged to a duel by Mike Pence on the White House lawn?
It
Mike Pence
amazing.
Would win.
Would Pence go all Thor on him and just lightning his ass?
Like, oh, repent. And a storm would pop
Here's
up on
thing.
Pennsylvania.
I'm picturing, like, Storm from X-Men, but with
everybody,
Mike Pence.
Yeah.
No, everybody thinks Mike Pence is, like, a weakling. I feel like he is secretly a monster. Well,
Alpha?
Well, let's be real. No, I just feel like secretly he would, if he was in a duel, he would choke somebody out with his bare
he's
hands.
He's the Christian Thor.
Like, he's a large man. Real. He's a very large man. Like it doesn't strike you how big of a guy he is because he's not real real tall, but he is just a very large dude in person, and he'd have some
There's
snowflakes.
A Fiji at Hanover.
He
yeah,
has
he's
amazing,
what?
He's a Fiji. At
he
Hanover.
Has amazing.
Was he really?
I saw
you could kind of feel like think yeah. he may have been a linebacker in high school. That's what that build
oh,
that
yeah.
he has. That like,
well,
man,
then he's
really
a big cyclist.
Linebacker?
He's a real big cyclist. Like yeah. he did all that where you bike across the state of Indiana in one day for charity or whatever on I-70.
Oh wow!
He
state
of
Mitch Daniels draft. That's what I heard.
My man, Mitch.
Yep. He's just he's got great man boobs. By the way,
well, oh, our friend you. And occasional co-host Hannah Cook.
Yes,
she quite frequently. She was a big Mike Pence fan and had the luxury of behind-the-scenes photographs from very unflattering angles and loved to share them with us. It was a big C, a big C cup.
No, he has a healthy B. He's rivaling you, Kat.
Well, somebody fill me in on what these letters mean with the boob sizes. Oh. I'm not, like, are these smaller than
big? Code?
No, I have no clue.
So when you get this right here, that's a nice D.
Okay. What were the ones I felt? Do you know what those would be?
A and D.
Which one was A?
I don't think the A counts.
The
A
one I smaller. The A. actual the actual well, nipple I
that
felt
was,
the
that,
skin.
That was
that's just a nipple.
That was
I jumped well, was in there Jen. While you were blindfolded.
There was Jen and there was the other one.
Yes.
Jen was the A.
Okay.
She was the small one.
Okay.
She worked Sorry, at Hooters. Jen. She's very proud of her A's.
Right.
Then you felt the D's.
Yes, those were D's.
Those were D's and that, yeah.
Okay. I believe you refer to them as the Cadillac.
Is that
of
like
it's
is that like
pillow of heaven.
Now where's yeah. that rank? What's the scale on this?
It depends on your taste. I'm more of a
No, 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 no. I mean, like literally, smallest to biggest. What's the scale? Is it A, B, C, D, E, F?
A up to, like, H.
Yeah.
I. Like, crazy.
And it gets into double numbers.
It's limitless.
But normal's, like, A to D.
Because,
The average is D in the United States, isn't it? Or C?
Something like D, but, like, Lacey's family got, like, triple Fs.
Yeah. Harry.
Bavarian stock.
Yeah, not, freaking not, huge.
Now, are you worried about Gunther?
You know, yeah, I am. So I'm going to make sure I get the squat rack installed in the house to make sure she got nice back muscles.
When's too early to slide in DMs?
I'm going to say I'm 16.
As someone 16. Who has commented on Age of Consent laws before, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say three months is a little too a little too fucking
yikes.
Early.
So as
unless
assets.
You practice Islam.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
What did he say?
We're not going to revisit it.
Not revisiting that. Moving on.
Oh, my gosh. I want pork.
Please, talk about asset forfeiture.
I'm well armed.
Well,
the other thing with the asset
forfeiture. Are we distracting
forfeiture.
You?
No. I'm distracted by the...
simple
the
asset for...
The actionable words coming out of this side of the table. I'm also tweeting.
So. Simple asset forfeiture is developed in the same line as... what is it? Eminent domain. That same bullcrap talk thing that they can just...
They granted it. Themselves license and correct. Exempted yeah. themselves from personal property respect.
Yep. The New York City subway system, a lot of people love it. They say, this is beautiful, this public transportation. But that was designed by private industry to get people from the tenement housing to businesses. Government had nothing to do with that besides seizing it.
You're telling me that private individuals can create mass transit without a government leader?
Yes. Yeah. That's how the New York subway system was... built.
You lie.
Get your sorcery out of here.
they needed an efficient way to get their workers from the tenement housing to their to where they needed to get
to the manufacturing district, the warehouse
profit
district.
Profit on them possibly.
Yeah, oh, and they really and they built it for them, and the government like, you know what, this is awesome, this is ours now.
Now we'll do it better, except not. You know, and that's what ends up happening is that's why you get like with Boston and the Big Dig and billions lost.
Thanks, Mitt Romney.
But with
billions,
with the accountability of profit and loss,
Big Dig is still
you can be sure that it gets finished.
Yeah,
because they're not going to have a labor shortage because somebody can't dig a hole. They will find someone and pay someone to dig a hole.
Yeah.
And they won't have to be union or approved or go through a vetting process or be a crony. Like that is the incentive of the market and why it's so important to force accountability, like with civil asset forfeiture. Mm-hmm. If there were. The states are already theoretically a competing government to the federal government's absolute power.
Correct.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
The states have all passed these reforms. I mean, you have in New Mexico, 11 states plus the District of Columbia have passed some reforms. And in New Mexico and Nebraska, they prohibit it altogether in the absence of a criminal conviction. So they can't take anything unless you've been convicted and tried of a crime. It doesn't work like in the other 39 states where they can simply go, well, we think he did this, so we're going to take everything in the house in case we need it for the trial. And then never give it back should you be innocent.
Right.
Which is just a stunning thing that's even allowable in the United
States.
Obviously, and the 39 states haven't addressed this reform.
Right, yeah. But they also do it for every other criminal case. They take things as evidence.
Oh, yeah. And these are civil.
Right. Well, like, you take the case with Ian Freeman, right? When they went inside there, they raided everything. Took every beat.
Explain who that is.
King of the Liberty LARPers.
It's not King. Mark's King. Ian Freeman runs, he's a co-host of Free Talk Live, one of the largest libertarian or not really like a talk show. It's syndicated on well over, 70 different radio stations around the country.
Like 110,
110 radio stations. It's a talk, the top 50 on Talkers Magazine.
Excellent show.
Yeah, excellent show. Well, back in, 2016 or 15, they did a show showcasing that the FBI was running a kiddie porn server, and they did a show on it.
Most of the deep web is honeypots by the federal government
trying to catch
pedophiles.
Trying to catch pedophiles. Well, they did a report on it, like, hey, this is what the FBI is running, because not only it's a honeypot, but they actually have kiddie porn that they have seized from other places, and they've put it back on the dark web. So they were talking about how, like, you know, this has re-victimized people.
That just happened with a dark road or a deep web marketplace. Was it the Dutch government or the Denmark's government? They took control of the marketplace and kept
going after it, and they were also skimming off the top, taking the bitcoins. Just like Ross. A week after reporting that, the Free Talk Live studios got raided by the FBI, and they seized everything.
And what did they do? They planted a fake story about them having child porn.
Correct.
That it was
yeah.
on theirs
right.
in order to contaminate the any kind Correct. Of public yeah. sentiment right. in
yep.
their favor.
Mm-hmm.
And they seized every piece of electronic equipment that crippled an entire radio network. Were syndicated on Free Talk Live mm-hmm. On their internet radio station.
Are they yep. LRN.FM?
LRN.FM. Yep.
LRN.FM.
Yep.
So give them a shout out. Yeah, I mean, it, and I don't know what ended up happening. Maybe Roger could send me a note and let us know.
The case is still pending. They still haven't really done anything. They're still kind of just
them in limbo.
Right. They want Ian in limbo because it's hard for Ian to do anything. Like he
his
was running this.
Would advise him not to.
Right. He was running this convention called Keenvention. It was a beautiful convention, but he can't do mostly anything because it's kind of hard to plan out when you've got to be able to drop something at a moment's notice to fight this case.
So
and that's when they'll do it too.
And, yeah, and they don't even like so it's just. Kind of holds them in limbo.
So
it's
you've
like,
got an anti-government an anti-government voice running a network that reaches tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of people.
Through terrestrial radio, regular radio station, they have a free-to-air satellite channel hitting north of Africa and most of the northern hemisphere.
Succeeded
online.
Really against all odds yep. when you mm-hmm. consider what their content is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Because they're very anarcho-capitalist. Very
and they
hardcore.
Even talk about things like that sovereign man theory where the government has like a debt they take out in your name and you can claim it.
Mm-hmm.
Flag's got tassels on
like
it.
They make Alex Jones look mainstream.
Well, that's, no, because they talk about real shit, not
right.
the crazy
Don't
stuff.
Don't let, though, anyone call in with these
right.
crazy like,
anyone
you know,
yeah. anyone can call in
like Harry
yep.
but they do
it they'll call it in
they do a great service and they're an anti-government voice and through civil asset forfeiture
yep.
they've tried to cripple that network.
It is the yep. back door the government's mm-hmm. been needing in order to just manipulate whoever they want
yep.
they can punish whoever they want through it
mm-hmm.
they can manipulate and basically use it as bait or leverage and say well give you your property back and clear you of these charges, but we're going to need you to be an informant, or you're going to need to do X, Y, Z.
They tried doing that to a lot of to some Free State Project participants. They tried to do it to Rich Paul to
mm-hmm.
try to get him to flip on the at the CAC or the Keen Activist Center.
There's a CAC
or whatever that's calling itself.
You LARPers love CAC.
My CAC.
Seth, have you been to the CAC Center?
I have not. I've been to New Hampshire, but never Keene. So.
Oh, really?
Keene is a
Porkfest isn't in Keene?
No,
it's in Lancaster.
Keene is like
southwest. The southwestern corner, closer to Vermont.
Lancaster's all the way in like central north.
Going towards Canada.
Like LARPing festival in history. Jesus, is the whole state LARPers? Kat, have you LARPed?
Yes, we've talked about this.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Never Liberty LARPed. Wait
no.
till you, there's no LARPing
Wait,
like Liberty
Vampire
LARPing.
Changeling.
You
werewolf?
No, it was a fundraiser. Like,
oh.
I didn't wear a costume. We just hit each other with Nerf guns. But one team dressed up and they lost.
The amount of disgust in Harry's face and voice when it was for a fundraiser. Oh,
you're a for-profit LARPer.
His pinky went up and he went, "You're not done with
me." Excuse me, let me get my smoking jacket.
I'm going to need another Jolly Rancher.
I'm sorry. I guess you didn't make your own sword.
Jolly Ranchers get his people into trouble.
It's Skittles and iced tea. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry.
It only takes one bad one.
Yep.
That's why we need the wall.
One bad Jolly Rancher. All right, so obviously this isn't congruent with libertarianism, so what is the way to end it as we start wrapping up this discussion?
That's the thing is, so far as I can tell, if the federal government's going to put their weight behind it, that's pretty distressing because the states are already reacting and we're seeing the reforms enacted. So, I mean, obviously the federal government's traditionally, outside of things like civil rights and, you know, humanitarian type of issues, they don't lead the charge. They react to what the mm-hmm. the states kind of do. But this is a clear policy and position that is staunchly against the trend that we've been seeing.
But what did Sessions actually do again? And maybe I missed it. Like, did he just give a speech saying he liked civil asset forfeiture? Or
part of the thing with being Attorney General is the leeway you have in the enforcement of this, the oversight mm-hmm. of this, and the investigation of this.
So by being such
a proponent of it, now all of a sudden the Justice Department isn't going to be doing such a close watch of such abuses.
Which was the opposite of Holder, who was condemning it.
Holder
it
was anti...
The best,
well, not
so
anti,
far.
Not anti-police department, but Holder and Loretta Lynch made, you know...
They understood this and how it was used and who was affected most by it.
And in the wake of the
Ferguson and Philando Castile. I mean, they really started to crack down on local police departments and checking in on them. And Law and Order Trump is trying to reverse that trend because...
I don't know that he is. That's his, what he pays lip service to. But Sessions is just like his marijuana positions are so. He was stunned. He says in a statement, he did an interview and was like, "I had no idea there'd be such backlash about being so hard against marijuana."
Right.
And it's like, what were you living in a cave in Alabama?
Well, let's be honest. He does. He looks like he's not fully gestated. All right, he didn't. He needs another couple trimesters in the old oven to finish cooking.
Yeah, that is a fair point. He has the most placid, like demonic, blank look I've ever seen. But he's always happy.
I ain't sure exactly what you're talking about. I don't know anybody who smokes the marijuana.
Yeah, it's that stereotypical like Republican people dream up, that straw man that they create. He's
the straw man we've been waiting for. Yeah.
And it's awful because that is the straw man. It's like, you're just a bunch of old white guys who hate weed and people. Yeah, damn it. There's this dude. But not my monkey, not my circus. But to deal with it, just like in New Hampshire, back to New Hampshire, you could probably use the 10th Amendment and enough of the state power to go back and try to stop it.
10th Amendment was settled after the Civil War.
Just like New Hampshire stopped the Real ID Act.
True. I mean, but that's the thing is New Hampshire, that doesn't draw the ire of the Justice Department. Like, oh, look, here are these white LARPers that are passing their laws and yada, yada, yada. Like, it's not on the radar. But if this were like Chicago, it'd be a different thing where they would send in the National Guard.
Chicago's out of the problems.
It's like a million people, right?
But guns are banned in Chicago. I understand.
Oh, boy.
It's like a million people in the whole state of New Hampshire.
Thank you.
Whoa, that's a lot.
That is less than a third of a percent of the entire country's population.
Such diversity.
Like it's.
This
it's
is why I love live streaming. Anthony Snow, thank you for sending in this tip. Jeff Sessions, his full name is Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Oh yeah. Oh, Jeff Sessions. I'm absolutely certain he wasn't in the Klan. But he went to a meeting back in his state level days as a Democrat in Alabama. Oh yeah,
he supplied the Diet Coke and trail mix.
Oh, him and Rick Perry, they were Democrats that flipped with Reagan.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Oh, he supplied the what?
The Diet Coke and trail mix.
So they like Klan rallies you've been to?
Are they like
cheese or Cool Ranch?
Are they like OG Frank Underwood, like Southern Democrats?
Oh, absolutely. And he's a lifelong bachelor, I believe, like Lindsey Grahamnesty.
Oh. So,
which actually makes perfect sense.
So gay, yeah. So gay.
Have
you seen Lindsey Graham?
Have you seen Lindsey Graham?
Yeah, Lindsey Graham is gay.
I feel like he's having some twink suck him off on
you
Grindr.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, definitely.
Makes Jeffrey Tucker look straight. Okay.
James Buchanan.
Was he really?
I thought it was Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
No, that's Lincoln or Log Cabin Republicans, not Lincoln Log.
Yeah.
There are legit theories that Lincoln was gay.
No, there are. There's
his wife was so awful, I get it.
Although we got a Lincoln Log for you, buddy.
I am not.
not you.
Oh, the other one. Yeah, true. Also, there's a theory.
See, she's irritated again.
She's very angry.
Ooh, no, we're going to have a talk after the show, buddy.
Uh-oh. Did I go too far?
No. We'll talk off camera.
Ooh.
But
no, that was a no.
That was a see me after.
Every time in my life a woman said that, the wrath of God is coming. Let's drag this thing out, guys.
No, I'm kidding. You caused me to have poor performance at the start of the show, but
I made you speechless.
You gave her performance issues.
What was I gonna say? No, there's rumors that a conspiracy theory that JFK was gay.
Yeah, I could see it.
Isn't that
I would have bet bi.
He's too crazy.
He was bi.
Yeah, that makes perfect. President Obama talks about in his biography about how he was curious if he was. Yeah. Right. Facts.
Well, come on.
CNN biography.
Well, you know how they are.
Come
in
on.
Hawaii.
No, but he talks about if he thought he could. Would I ever be interested in a man? Like he goes to that level and talks about it. But I mean, that was so normal in the 70s. Free love.
Okay.
Like,
why does it get 78% more flamboyant the second we have sex? We feel much more free.
Can I ask the straight guys in the room? Like, so, do you ever have a moment growing up where you're like, well, I don't think that I'm gay, but like, what if I am?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that a real thing?
I will tell the truth.
Okay.
I was called gay so much.
Yeah.
That was the number one criticism in our high school.
Right.
Was gay and Amish.
So like in episode 200 when Chris Bowers said it clicked in him like cuck. has replaced fag
right.
for our generation because it's not it's we don't want to put gay people down.
Yeah.
It's the you're throwing them under the bus saying you're less masculine than I am. It's
right.
it's like ape-like behavior where we're all
it's alpha behavior.
Alpha right. and beta faggotry.
And,
yes.
and so so in
it's a beautiful term.
I mean, growing up, I graduated high school in 2002, so do the math. I mean, I think most of the people listening are kind of in that age group. Faggot was a very common word to call each other. And so you just kind of go, well, am I throwing off these tendencies? Are people seeing something about me that I'm not seeing? I know Kat has probably had the same thoughts.
So,
it's
yeah.
interesting.
So often.
You hit 40 home runs in one softball season.
And all of a sudden.
Right.
Like, no, I got called lesbian so much that I, after a while, I was like, oh my God, maybe I am a lesbian.
She genuinely, like, we had to work it out one day at work. We're sitting there
yeah,
just
I was like
we're sitting here before a podcast one day, and she's like, okay. I need you to help me. I'm like, do you have these feelings? And she's like, no. I'm like, you're not gay.
I love men.
And you know, being 20 years old, I can remember being 20 and having those thoughts. I never have had an attraction to men
right.
or
yeah.
a man. There's nothing that I would ever do sexually with a man.
It's just you'd heard it so often, like that, thrown upon you that
you right. go. What are other people seeing that I'm not seeing?
Right.
Exactly.
I'd heard a similar story. It reminded me of it. Like, the lead singer of Korn, I think Jonathan Davis.
Yeah,
Jonathan
yeah. Davis.
On his self-titled debut album of Korn, there's a song on there called Faggot. And it's,
right.
it's spelled slightly differently. But the whole entire song is about him growing up in high school and mm-hmm. being called faggot all the time because he was, you know, kind of weird and a little more feminine and all that.
Right.
To mm-hmm. the point where he said he actually, like, hooked up with a guy and had sex with him because he thought, like, his own dad was saying that he was queer.
A great
yeah.
man once
and
said, if you repeat
he did
a
it
enough.
And was like, he did it and was just like, oh, well, this wasn't for me. Like, I don't like this.
It's,
I'm not gay.
Listen, it's
you're a
gay,
mental thing.
You question your sexuality until it's your turn to suck the dick. And then it's all fun and games while they're sucking yours, okay? But then it comes the moment of truth.
A mouth is a mouth.
And then and then Seth, that's when you knew. You were just like, you know what? I really am into this.
Yeah, I remember that
You mean
moment.
It's not a Ken doll down there for gay guys?
No, and it's almost worse when, like, people, especially growing up, like when people would say that to me, they'd be like, why don't you just come out already? Like, it's acceptable.
What?
No, it's, like, even worse. Like,
it's just...
Getting called the slur is horrible, but when people are, like, almost gaslighting you and, like, it's okay, just come out.
Having
that's
when a heart-to-heart.
Like, having,
it's
like,
just...
a fake-ass heart-to-heart. I'm like, oh, my God, they're being nice. Ugh. Yeah. It's
well, Kat, you're so talented.
I've heard of, like...
I hate Greg. So
guys
much.
Who...
Most women do.
Yeah, Greg's all of a sudden very mean. Sorry, go on.
I've heard of, no, that kind of thing, like, with guys who are maybe, you know, a little more effeminate and, like,
mm-hmm.
they grow up in the kind of, like, a liberal arts and like, they go to school for art or something mm-hmm. like that. And a friend of mine was theorizing that, like, they become gay not because they actually are, but because it was, like, something that was so...
An expectation.
Yeah. And, like, it was interesting just because, like, for me, it was the exact opposite. Like, I had one or two instances of people, like, calling me out and calling, like, saying I was gay as a kid growing up.
Yeah.
But, like...
One or two.
No, yeah. Seriously. Like,
One, two.
No, I knew he was... Seth,
Say what you told me before the show.
The time I met Seth, I was sure he was gay. It was just he wasn't out, and it was a conflict, internal turmoil. You know, because you can just tell in someone's demeanor when they're stressed about something, or it's just not right.
I love the podcast. You are so cute.
No, it was, you don't sound anything like you look, and here's why you're wrong about anarcho-capitalist
bullshit.
Yeah, Seth.
I went full-blown autism.
Oh, he Hiroshima'd me with autism.
No, I think for me.
But now Seth is so much more comfortable in his own skin. I would not guess you were gay.
Yeah. I would.
Really?
Well, no. I thought you were hitting on me at the wall party.
See, I thought that you might have thought that, but that's why I threw it in early. Like, when I said, no, I came on the podcast as the gay insurance, and it wasn't until later when Spangle saw my search history on Google that you suddenly figured out. Like, you turn around, you're like, wait, are you gay?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, he's hitting on me. I was like, he's cute. And then...
Yeah, sorry.
Honestly, I questioned my own sexuality after seeing that search.
Well, then you found that picture.
There was on the picture.
Then you found that one picture.
There was the picture where we had to cut out of one podcast. But anyways,
What did I do while I was asleep?
No, I didn't. So for me,
I was a little back curious.
I've always been a very conservative person. I've always been a very careful person. And I've always been, you know, I've tasted a small amount of alcohol at 15. I've never done a single drug.
I thought you were going
to say something else. Same. I was like,
small amount.
Just the tip. Just the tip.
But, keto?
But I just don't. I just
stick a carb.
And of course, there's that part of me that wonders, like, what is it? What does it feel like to be drunk? What does it feel like to be high? Stupid. And I have those thoughts, but at the same time, it's not something that I'm willing to engage in.
Yeah.
But I think every person kind of you see other people having life experiences, and you wonder what their humanity, what their feelings, and what their empathy. You know, you have empathy for that person, and I kind of think that. And you know, like as a guy who uses a word like empathy. And who is more emotionally aware?
Evolved,
you know. Yeah.
So it's more about connecting with other people.
People wonder about me too. So
just do me a favor before you ever think about actually getting drunk. Why don't you take a dick first, and then if you like that experience of trying different experiences, then try the beer.
And it's only gay if you're on bottom.
Correct. Yeah. Or no, balls touch. Balls
oh,
touch.
Gosh.
It can be straight. You can be a bottom and still be straight, as long as the balls don't touch.
You know, I heard.
Fake news.
I heard that it had one-upped it since, you know, it's only gay if the balls touch. Like, yeah. It's only gay if you swallow the cum. Like,
I am learning so much.
Hold on.
Scat. When it isn't gay when two men are together and in an intimate environment.
I have a question.
Okay. One, like a. The whole like the thing with Total Biscuit getting like triggered for like wanting to know if traps are gay. That's not what I want to know.
Did Total Biscuit say
Hold
that?
On. Yeah. No. Not Total Biscuit. Someone asked Total Biscuit that question and got it removed.
Total Biscuit.
It's like the new NWA.
Wonderful British man.
Anyways,
video game critic.
But the question I have, the question I really do have: if you have sex with a trans man, are you gay?
But I put a beep. Biddy ba da ba doo boop beep boop bop boop ba da ba da ba.
Harry, there's an anime I should show you.
This musical interlude has fast-forwarded us to the future.
What?
I feel like we should just go right into the trans stuff and fuck Sessions because hopefully he.
Well,
gets
Trump
fired,
and Sessions are in a spat. I think really what they're doing is this is scripted reality television to distract from the healthcare failure.
Yeah.
I think this
is the perfect
way to basically do The Apprentice in the White House and create all this, you know, Real Housewives drama that the press will eat up and ignore the failure of the Senate to pass a Republican health bill.
To walk back a lot of the different mistakes that he had because they're concentrating on this.
And it's crooked Hillary.
Else. Yeah.
This is about going after Hillary, and he feels like that Sessions is protecting Hillary Clinton. And the connections to McCabe, who was deputy attorney general?
Yes.
And so McCabe's sister,
deputy FBI director.
Deputy FBI director. So the wife of the deputy FBI director got a $670,000 donation.
She was running for House or a state seat in Virginia.
From the Clintons.
Right, from the Clintons.
And so it makes it look like, James Comey's sister working for the Clinton Global Initiative.
Stunning. You have it wrong. It was from Terry McAuliffe.
Terry McAuliffe.
Donated to McCabe's wife.
Right, and that's the most Clinton, like it's Podesta level loyalty to the Clintons.
Right.
Yeah, and so it just look, and this is someone in the administration, and when you have an administration plagued by leaks, it's like the new communications or the new press secretary or communications director Scaramucci came out and said, you know, we're going to look at all the Obama holdovers. And I love this guy. This guy's the one that CNN had to retract the story about Skybridge Capital. And he basically started the whole CNN having to claim being fake news.
Scaramucci, this
he's
just
amazing.
No, he's
a troll as
he's
press secretary.
Such a creep.
It's perfect for this administration.
This is from The Hill, which is the most credible, in my opinion, the most credible of all the straight news.
It's the AP for DC News.
Right,
it's so good.
The Hill is great. The Hill.
I hate it now.
522. White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci unloaded on Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, accusing him of leaking details of a private dinner with President Trump and claiming he will be asked to resign. Quote unquote. Reince is an effing paranoid schizophrenic. A paranoia yak. Scaramucci told New Yorker writer Ryan Liz on a phone call. They'll all be fired by me, he said of the White House communication staff. I fired one guy the other day. I have three to four people I'll fire tomorrow. I'll get to the person who leaked that to you. Reince Priebus, if you want to leak something, he'll be asked to resign very shortly.
He's a bull in a china shop.
He is the Donald Trump of press secretaries.
This is what he's been needing.
Scaramucci was angry that Lizza found out that he planned to dine with Trump. Sean Hannity and Bill Shein at the White House, he believed Priebus, who was feuded for months, was the one that told Lizza. So Scaramucci tells Lizza, oh, Bill Shein is coming in. Let me ask the fucking thing and see if I can cockblock these people the way I cockblocked Scaramucci for 6 months.
Oh, God.
Wait, who said that?
Scaramucci said that about himself.
Oh.
He's on record.
He's at levels of chess we haven't even thought of yet.
Can I say, this is better than the stuttering.
Getting, like, triggered for, like, wanting to know if traps are gay. That's not what I want to know.
Did Total Biscuit say
Hold
that?
On. Yeah. No, not Total Biscuit. Someone asked Total Biscuit that question
Who
and got it removed.
Total Biscuit?
It's like the new NWA.
Wonderful British man.
Anyways.
Video game critic.
But the question I have, the question I really do have. If you have sex with a trans man, are you gay?
Harry, there's an anime I should show you.
This musical interlude has fast-forwarded us to the future.
What?
I feel like we should just go right into the trans stuff and fuck Sessions, because hopefully he
gets
fired.
Well, Trump and Sessions are in a spat. I think really what they're doing is this is scripted reality television to distract from the healthcare failure.
Yeah.
I think this is the perfect way to basically do The Apprentice in the White House and create all this, you know, Real Housewives drama that the press will eat up and ignore the failure of the Senate to pass a Republican health bill.
And also will allow Session to walk back a lot of the different mistakes that he had because they're concentrating on this.
And
not
it's crooked Hillary.
Else. Yeah.
This is about going after Hillary, and he feels like that Sessions is protecting Hillary Clinton. And the connections to McCabe, who was deputy attorney general?
Yes.
And so McCabe's sister, was it?
No, deputy FBI director.
Deputy FBI director. So the wife of the deputy FBI director got a $670,000 donation.
She was running for House or a state seat in Virginia.
From the Clintons.
Right, from the Clintons.
And so it makes it look like, like James Comey's sister working for the Clinton Global Initiative.
Stunning. You have it wrong. It was from Terry McAuliffe.
Terry McAuliffe.
Donated to McCabe's wife.
Right, and that's the most Clinton, like it's Podesta level loyalty to the Clintons.
Right.
Yeah, and so it just and this is someone in the administration, and when you have an administration plagued by leaks, it's like the new communications or the new press secretary or communications director Scaramucci came out and said, you know, we're going to look at all the Obama holdovers, and I love this guy. This guy's the one that CNN had to retract the story about Skybridge Capital, and he basically started the whole CNN having to claim being fake news.
Scaramucci, this
he's
just,
amazing.
No, he's
a troll as
he's
press secretary.
Such a creep.
It's perfect for this administration.
This is from The Hill, which is the most credible, in my opinion, the most credible of all the straight news.
It's the AP for DC news.
Right, it's so good.
The Hill is great. The Hill.com.
I hate it now.
522. White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci unloaded on Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, accusing him of leaking details of a private dinner with President Trump and claiming he will be asked to resign. Quote unquote. Reince is an effing paranoid schizophrenic. A paranoia yak, Scaramucci told New Yorker writer Ryan Liz in a phone call. They'll all be fired by me, he said of the White House communication staff. I fired one guy the other day. I have three to four people I'll fire tomorrow. I'll get to the person who leaked that to you. Reince Priebus, if you want to leak something, he'll be asked to resign very shortly.
He's a bull in a china shop.
He is the Donald Trump of press secretaries.
This is what he's been needing.
Scaramucci was angry that Lizza found out that he planned to dine with Trump. Sean Hannity and Bill Shein at the White House, he believed Priebus, who was feuded for months, was the one that told Lizza. So Scaramucci tells Lizza, oh, Bill Shein is coming in. Let me ask the fucking thing and see if I can cockblock these people the way I cockblocked Scaramucci for 6 months.
Oh, God.
Wait, who said that?
Scaramucci said that about himself.
Oh.
He's
on record.
He's at levels of chess we haven't even thought of yet.
Can I say, this is better than the stuttering, like, Hitler did nothing wrong, Spicer.
Hitler didn't gas his people. You know, like Spicer's a nice guy, though. He's an acceptable DC insider.
He just seemed like a bumbling idiot, though.
But Trump needed somebody. Like, Trump is never going to get any kind of access or benefit of the doubt. He needed a wartime consigliere, and that's what this guy is. This guy is a rabid dog. He's going to let off the leash, and I can't wait to watch press conferences.
Right.
Technically,
he's
going to
get
Germany.
Into their personal history. He'll probably call. He'll have a Sandra Fluck moment, probably. Like, this is going to be brutal savagery in the press corps.
Politics just got interesting again.
It did.
But then he has the one girl with the eyes. The
Huckabee's daughter?
Is it Huckabee's daughter?
Yes, Sarah Huckabee's daughter.
Mike Huckabee's daughter?
Yeah.
She can barely speak. She speaks
perfect.
Worse as we do.
Perfect.
I can read real good.
Yeah, like honestly, like put Kat in there.
That's the thing, though. The president isn't articulate, so why would he have an articulate press secretary?
This is how a press conference with Kat would go.
Skippity doo bop bop.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Miss Anagnos, does the president have any comment on his secondary meeting that he had with Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, so that reminds me of this time in scat school when, did someone say scat? Ba-da-bitty beep, bitty ba-da-bitty boop.
Here's the thing.
And then eventually everybody would, the press
clear
would
out.
Get up and walk out.
Majored in corn.
We're being trolled. Is this candid camera?
What'd you say?
I said majored in corn. She just went to scat school, so it was like majored in corn scat school.
All right, let's.
I'm going to make it. I'm tired of this. I'm just going to destroy
you
it.
You come on and make everything about scat every time.
Yeah, we get it, Harry. You're black.
Oh my God.
Oh, what? Wow. What?
That was
awesome. Greg literally dropped the mic.
Just. You deal with this on your own, Kat. Let's all just be quiet and let her talk.
We get one of the women's on the podcast, and this is what happens. Holy shit.
It was, like, beautiful.
I've said that comment at least every... Whatever.
Keep going.
I was going to say...
How's that gay black friend of yours
everyone
Gary doing right now?
No. I was going to say, everyone around here makes comments like that 24/7, and then everyone just laughs about it. Wait, listen. The minute I say a comment, everyone pretends to be offended and drops the microphone when we all know you have a firm grip. Greg Lenz.
First off, let me check Greg's invoices.
That is true.
Greg is paid.
Greg has Greg has a firm grip.
Yes. I've been to Greg's place. There's a firm
on
grip.
What?
Oh, you.
Greg, are you saying my handshake?
Oh, yeah. Firmest grip ever.
You broke my little
so
did I?
Skeletal bone.
Her dainty hand.
Did I really?
No.
Oh, okay.
We've never
felt
shook
bad.
Hands.
She's a sorority girl.
I
she needs things. That hand.
I need it to...
Her grow. Sister.
It's calm degree. She's an exotic dancer, let's be honest.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
I am great with my hands. For those who cannot see, I am doing an interpretive dance.
Kat as a stripper would be the funniest thing.
It wouldn't exist.
Do like, lesbian strippers exist?
Oh.
Listen up, Seth. Where's the mic drop? You know what? I'm taking my mic out.
I have
out
so
and I'm
little interest
it.
In female strippers.
Let me just say, Kat is... if you want to know what Kat's like in real life, Mary Catherine Gallagher. Sometimes she puts her hands in her armpits and then just smells them like this.
No,
that's
me in real life is charming, incredibly attractive, wonderful. Lover
this
of all music,
was brought to you by CNN.
Scat.
So, Greg, home of fake news. Trans people. What are we doing with the trans people? What has Donald Trump tweeted now?
And I'm so sorry, by the way.
Honestly, it's an efficiency thing. Now the United States military has no more tranny props. All the trucks will run perfectly.
He can say that, but I can't make
honk,
a joke
honk.
About Harry.
Bruce Jenner.
It's different.
Tranny props.
It is not different.
No, it's not
sorry,
different.
I'm late.
It is not different.
Totally is. There's no trannies here.
Look, well,
Greg
know.
At least three times a day in a chat says, two scoops.
Two
genders, two terms, deal with it.
Hey, Greg, okay. I just...
And I don't believe that at all, because I don't care how you want to identify. I don't care if there is a blank mark for you to put unidentified on a government document. Do whatever makes you happy.
Right.
Don't force it on others, and don't expect everyone to accommodate you.
But the holy triumvirate of twos is hilarious.
It is.
Two
it's
scoops,
the perfect...
Two genders, two terms.
It's outrageous.
So, I
don't think... The president... I don't know why the president took the lead on this.
Here's what happened. Donald Trump, on July 26th, at 8:55 a.m., tweeted out the following.
After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with tremendous medical cost and disruption that transgender in the military will entail. Thank you. Now, I will say, having had a former trans person as a member of our cast...
I fixed that for you.
That,
thank you.
Wouldn't violate the nap too much.
Maya was a former veteran and got probably
gender
still,
reassignment surgery.
If we still spoke, gets her reassignment surgery. She gets her hormones from the VA.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's what had happened. Is if you actually look at the numbers, there's an overrepresentation of trans individuals in the United States military, mm-hmm. that you know, in military service, and it's because this is the cheapest and easiest way to get gender reassignment. It was being exploited, and it's an extremely expensive process. You know, you can't put. A chop a dick off for me and add a dick to me is an expensive thing.
The estimation is around 150,000 military services. Active duty, 15,000 people. Veterans, 134,000 is the number that we're talking about. And I wonder, I don't know if you can kind of read some of the comments of what libertarians from our Facebook page or so-called, I'm curious because I've seen everything from this is just a complete distraction. It's completely unnecessary. Why are we even bothering with this? Which I honestly, libertarians feel like is a complete cop-out. I think that when you say that, you go, I just don't care about this. This is a distraction.
Admit you hate queers. Let's just be honest.
It's kind of, honestly, a little bit. I think there are some people who, and there are people who say it on our Facebook page, trans people are mentally ill and they shouldn't be in the military. And I, you know, as opposed to, and then there's people all the way saying, if you want to go and fight, go and fight. You should be allowed to. We should,
I just don't think that surgery should be part of
it. No. We're not going to listen to your opinion on this, Seth.
Straight-splaying this shit out of
this. Do you want me to read the comments?
We're not quite ready for, you know, two dudes that might be into each other sleeping together in a bunker, you know?
No.
This isn't Greece, okay?
Having had one experience with one trans person who was a veteran and who was dealing with a myriad of health issues, and we all, any longtime listener of the program understands what I'm talking about. You kind of, that is my template. And so I look at it and go, wow, if this person is struggling with this level of an identity crisis and this level of anger and this lack of self-control, is this the type of person that I want in the military? But at the same time, I really do not give a shit. And I think that it is up to the military to screen all this. But I also think that there's also a part of masculinity that goes into this. Not only in Maya's story was, you know, I'm a very masculine person. I'm going to cover up the overcompensation, essentially. There's this guy named Matt Krogzinski, and it was this book that I read three nights ago called Insane Training about weightlifting, and just this massive, insane, like a former Marine that guarded Bill Clinton.
Alpha,
like you wouldn't believe, massive, has a lift called the Croc Row, K-R-O-C after him. And so I was like, I want to follow this dude. This dude is alpha as fuck. I'm going to go follow this dude on Instagram. I go and follow. He's trans now. And he's all of that was an overcompensation.
Interesting.
And now teaches women's lifting seminars.
I don't think the whole mental health thing gets looked at because it's immediately dismissed on its face because it's offensive.
I think you can make the case, and I don't want people to get the impression that I think trans people are mentally ill.
No.
I think
we all are.
I think that any single human being living, if you get into their history, you could qualify them as mentally ill.
That's correct.
And struggles with things.
That's the thing I was going to say earlier is, like, I have a problem with mental illness being brought up because what is a mental illness?
Right. Absolutely.
Like, that definition and that lack of a definition, I think, is what really troubles me. Like, is it just anything that deviates from the norm?
Right.
Well, there's no
grounding
to it.
Spoiler alert, like, boys fucking boys is deviating from the norm. Are all gay people mentally insane?
Maybe, but like, if we are, what does it matter?
You're
like,
way
like you, I fuck guys at the end of the day, and that's it.
You're way, way like, saner and way more put together than I am. I mean, to be honest, I'm way more insane than you are.
Well, and I think it's one of those things where I've heard like a thank you. I've heard a trans YouTuber who I listen to who gets a lot of shit because she is like Republican, and she basically said,
"What's her name? I think I know who you're talking
Caitlyn
about."
Caitlyn White.
Blair White?
What? Yeah, you know Blair White?
Blair White, yeah, I've
Blair
heard White of
her. Yeah. Yeah, so Blair White said that on a podcast I think I was listening to, that people nowadays wear their mental illnesses on their sleeves and are proud of it. Like,
mm-hmm. Signaling.
I have depression. Yep. I have ADHD. I'm proud of these things. And it's when a people... Way- Right, and
it's a way of like reveling in a victim mindset.
Right, yeah.
And look at me, I'm such a victim. I had all these horrible things happen to me, which, like, I get it. Horrible stuff happens, and that's fine. But
it shouldn't be Alexis.
Well,
and
yeah,
you shouldn't trot it out as an excuse for any,
awful behavior.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And the point she was making was that everyone wears these like mental illnesses on their sleeves, but when somebody, like, says, you know, could imply that being transgender or being even being gay is a mental illness, they're completely against it. And she makes the point of, if we wear certain mental illnesses on our sleeves and are proud of them, why aren't we proud of another thing? Just because you have a mental illness doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. Somebody,
no,
you know what I mean?
But if it is a mental illness, the question is, what is the treatment?
Exactly.
Like, if I'm mentally ill for wanting to have sex with men and, like, falling in love with other men, like, what is the treatment for that? You know, Mike Pence would say it's a car battery, but
I bought you clamps.
Yeah,
they did. This is true. The last time I was on, I was given a set of clamps.
I saw some clamps. I thought,
they've been gathering a nice layer of dust in my closet. I'm still on Grindr.
You're so, not in. Yeah.
You didn't accept my gift.
But all I'm saying is, like, you know, if the acceptable treatment for my mental illness, if it is a mental illness, is to go ahead and engage with other mentally ill, you know,
consenting
gay men,
adults,
men who want to do, yeah, like. Then what harm does that do anybody?
Right.
We're not going to breed, so it's okay.
Nothing ill about it.
I feel the same way about trans issues. Like, if gender dysphoria or whatever, like, if it is a mental illness, that's perfectly fine.
But you're grounded with gay. Like, so you've chosen, like, so you were born gay.
You're grounded.
Careful.
No, what I mean by grounded is that it's anchored. So you're gay. That is your identity.
Yeah.
You own it. With gender dysphoria, is that right?
Dysmorphia?
Yeah.
God damn it. Did I say the wrong thing?
I actually
it was
don't
gender
know.
Dysphoria.
You know
gender
how the LGBTs
the
treat the trans. No,
they
not
just changed
well,
it from
like
the DSM-4 to the DSM-5. They just
whatever
changed the term.
It is.
The
if that's your
like
mental
multiple,
illness,
multiple
I don't see.
Well, it's that's not attached. So it's their identity. Like, your personal identity is like what roles you are. Like a husband, spouse, brother, you know, volunteer.
Podcaster.
Yeah, but like we define ourselves through the roles we own. Theirs isn't attached to anything. It isn't grounded.
I'm not sure I follow.
They aren't sure about their identity.
But.
Yeah, the disease it's, or
you,
the
hold
illness
on, you're
itself comes.
You're blanketing. Hold on. You're
it's not an illness. It's just their identity is
let's
not
let
grounded.
Harry,
hold on. No, you're blanketing. Harry. That's the biggest problem with like the trans issue here now in 2017 is that they've blanketed it and opened the umbrella up so large and people have messed with it in so different ways.
Yeah.
Back in like the early, like the before, like during the DSM-4 days when it, just general identity disorder, most trans people just transitioned into one of the two genders.
Right.
And they tried to pass and then disappear.
Yep.
You would meet these people online and you would talk to them, walk them through their whole, watch them do their transition, and then they would just disappear offline out of the community because they did what they wanted to do. They did what they wanted to do. Yeah, they were gone.
They accepted it.
Mission accomplished, and they're in the other camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the
camp's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah. Tumblr exploded, and they just opened up this umbrella.
So, with the idea of like gender fluid or like.
The fluid is the issue.
Like all these different.
These are more like
gender
expressions.
The Tumblr, there's an age, like a site, Age of Shitlords, I think it's
yes.
a Tumblr,
Age of
that has like a complete comprehensive list of all the catalog genders.
Hey,
because there's like 4,000
because gender.
Well, they're wrong. There's two. And there's two scoops.
In the words
because there's more than two genders now because like the way that people expand out things, but when it comes to biological sex, Okay? That's what you're talking about. When you talk about male, female, that's biological sex. But even that is very limiting because there's more biological sex than just male and female.
There's intersex.
There's intersex. There's, you know.
Hermaphrodites
and
whatnot.
Yeah. Hey,
all I know is that there is no surgering away a Y chromosome.
Correct.
Oh, God.
You cannot do that.
I'm totally trolling.
You cannot do that as well. But that's just when your chromosome level. But the way someone expresses through their gender, stuff like that, that's completely different. The biggest problem, like I said, is like that 2017 is that you find, to me, I think people have hyped up a lot of the trans community because
most people
who are trans, a lot of them don't want to come out just say like, hey, I'm trans. They're like, no, I'm a female, I'm a male, I've always been, I just didn't have the opportunity at birth.
It's a hugely, I mean, Seth knows about coming out, I mean, as far as like an emotional process, but
traumatic
for I really felt for Maya, for instance, because it was a process that not only are you coming out, you were coming out as a freak. You are now saying that I am going to open myself up to
ridicule,
ridicule and abuse and stares and questions I don't want.
Which restroom I get used is now decided by government.
It's even harder and, you know, worse than it is to come out as gay. Like,
right.
The mainstream is, like, kind of starting to get that. Like,
yeah.
Right.
It's acceptable as norm now.
It's not as foreign of a concept, but the trans thing is still a lot of, like, misunderstanding or questions that people just don't understand.
If you want some insight to this, the Creating Maya podcast is no longer available except at our SoundCloud. I think it's still up there per the request of Maya. But the cost is a podcast fee that you can get in iTunes, which is eight episodes that we've done. And one of those is an episode where Maya was really talking in depth about the struggle that she has. Mm-hmm. And the cost is it's Maya's story about basically being a freak of society. And it's just a shitty, horrible way to live and to have your
turmoil.
Your entire being and such a personal discussion now opened up to politics and to
amateur opinion.
Isn't anything that I could post on our Facebook page that will get 1,000 comments.
No.
And now everybody, 1,000 people want to open up about your
struggle.
Deepest, most intimate struggle. And it's just, it's a shitty thing. And you know, it has to be for the 7,000 active duty transgender people out of 1.3 million. It has to be an incredibly disheartening thing to see that tweet from Trump.
Yeah.
Especially after he is the first presidential candidate to ever, you know, president to hold that flag.
Right.
And include him in his Republican nominating
convention. You can say that, but the whole Trump shtick is about taking America back to a time when America was great.
Oh, yeah.
And that means that Seth is not sucking dick. Seth is marrying Kat, and they're settling down for 2.8 kids, you know, and they're living the classic American lifestyle that looks like it's in Pleasantville.
Yeah, yeah. Most trans people don't look at Trump with the rainbow flag in real life. Like, they don't.
The historic nature of it. It is first to the wall. He isn't the right representative and doesn't represent their best interests. But that is now going to mean it's okay for the rest.
Yeah.
If Mike Pence's ticket mate can touch it, anybody can touch it.
Yeah.
Now, what were you going to say, Harry?
What I was going to say, like, when you say active military trans people, that number seems really, really high considering that number, like, they weren't allowed to serve openly until, what was it, like, they're still not allowed
there
to.
There still isn't any research. The Defense Department doesn't keep numbers on.
They're not allowed to still. They can be trans, but they can't trans. They can't serve openly.
UCLA's Williams
Chelsea
Institute
Manning got hit up on this. When she went to trials, she was like, hey, I'm trans. You know, you can't be, you know, like, kick me out of there. Like, you might dishonor the church.
Could charge the wrong person.
Yep.
Those aren't against me. I'm out.
And it's one of those things. Go ahead. I was just going to say, and it's one of those things where do we have the data saying, is it somebody identifying as trans, or is it somebody actively going through?
It's a sampling based on distribution.
That's the other thing that the trans umbrella, too. So you cannot take one hormone, do one a different thing, and still can be considered trans. Just because you can be considered trans and never take a hormone shot, never take a surgery,
exactly.
You can still be considered trans.
You can just say it and not have to do any
correction.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That isn't how this is determined. So like the research methodology is it's the VA tracking.
The other thing is trans people being allowed to serve in the military was something that Obama did, but he kicked that can to 2017. That whole floodgate still technically wasn't open yet.
Nobody wants to take this on.
No, it's still not even open. He kicked it to 2017. So, like, this whole active numbers serving thing is bullcrap. It's fake news.
Oh, yeah. It was just a review. We're doing an internal review.
Right. It's just maybe people checking numbers on a
box.
Ash
Carter didn't
want to
open this
Pandora's
box.
Or if you really look into it, it's probably like, hey, do you ever question your gender? Well, I'm being, like, psychologically tortured here in the military. Sure. Heck yeah.
So has Trump, in effect, opened up the Pandora's box?
Oh, yeah. By having a clear position and not punting?
No. That's not what's happening here. I mean, I think John McCain said it exactly right. The president's tweet this morning regarding transgender Americans in the military is yet another example of why major policy announcements should not be made via Twitter. The statement was unclear. The Department of Defense has already decided to allow currently serving transgender individuals to stay in the military, and many are serving honorably today. Any American who meets current medical and readiness standards should be allowed to continue serving. There is no reason to force service members who are able to fight, train, and deploy to leave the military, regardless of their gender identity. We should all be guided by the principle that any American who wants to serve our country and is able to meet the standards should have the opportunity to do so, and should be treated as the patriots they are. And in that, I couldn't agree with John McCain more.
He's dead on.
In his statement, and in all of it, but also in that putting out a statement is something that Donald Trump does a lot. It gets reported on. It gets debated.
It owns the news cycle.
It owns the news cycle, but it never actually funnels down into policy because it never actually gets implemented because he just says it, and then everybody kind of fights and wrangles over it, but it doesn't actually get implemented.
Like banning the Muslims.
Right. Building the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like it's a PR tool. It's a perfect way to, if you could literally park a battleship behind your left hand if you had sex and scandal in the right hand. And Trump is a master of when there is news he doesn't want or a negative cycle happening on a policy failure or progress on something he's pushing for. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Jeff Sessions, I never liked him. You know what I mean? He pulls out this rabbit out of the hat, that sensationalist outrage, media outrage, and the next thing you know, no one cares to talk to Mitch McConnell because it's Mitch McConnell and he's depressing. You know, no one wants to talk about the failure of the turtle.
Right.
You know?
Anthony Snow, and I wonder from a soldier's perspective, none of us have served. Anthony Snow says, he's a commenter on our Facebook Live, I was military. It would be strange to have a pre-op trans person in a very non-private setting in many military situation. Perhaps occupational restrictions for the trans population could be a compromise until further study. Just like don't ask, don't tell. That was the study that led to full equality in the military.
Just like integration of it, which is the anniversary of the announcement, Truman's, you know, full.
Right.
Because the white soldiers would have said the word for word same thing, except it would have been Black people, not
exactly.
Trans.
Woodrow Wilson segregated the military after Lincoln had fully integrated it. Woodrow Wilson segregated it. Who'd you say? Harry Truman.
Harry Truman. Because Trump did this on the anniversary.
And he did it on the anniversary, but it is.
It's such a non-issue.
It is. We're talking
so
about
the military's genderless.
Here's the thing.
You're patriots only.
In terms of the entire population, it's a non-issue to the people that it affects directly, those 150,000 troops. It affects them deeply. They've served their country.
The people who have built their careers
in
the military.
We have promised them that we would pay.
And if you can't handle that, but you can handle being shot at in Iraq, grow a pair.
There's nothing about my friendship.
Oh, wow.
Seriously. If that makes you so uncomfortable, but you'll go get shot at by jihadists, grow up.
I mean, a lot of them aren't
suck it up.
Shot at, though, to be fair. I mean, a lot of them are just.
I would guess that a lot of the opinions in the military fall right down the lines of their political opinions, but most people don't care. And I will tell you, as someone who had a close friendship with Maya, it didn't matter. I don't care.
It was Maya, not a gender.
It was a human being. It's just. You know, well, what about if they're showering together? It's like, you know how many times I saw Maya's penis? I didn't care. It was just
I mean, they've said the same thing about, you know, gay guys in the army or even about when, like, the first NFL football player.
Absolutely.
Like, the first openly gay
that admitted it,
NFL player.
It.
He came out, yeah, and there it's like, oh, where are they going in the shower? It's like, I don't know. He might actually, like, take a fucking shower.
And that's had, like, a prohibitive effect on the number of people that want to play in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, it's,
no, it has. Like, that's the main. That's absurd.
Yeah. It's one. It's an
if you can
issue,
go through basic, you can handle looking at something that wasn't there.
And a lot of the, you know, the American Family Associations, the Family Research Councils, they're all talking about, you know, social engineering and social experimentation.
Cultural preservation.
And the Viagra comment.
This is...
Ugh.
This is an example of... This should be an individual-by-individual situation.
Right.
We're talking about a very few select individuals who not only are going through this process, who are being evaluated by a certain set of standards, and then the people that are serving with them, those individuals can then make their own decisions, and there should be freedom around that, even though in the military you have no freedom. The rest of us don't need to fucking talk about it.
Offer them the chance to quit. If it bothers you so much,
honestly,
here's your walking papers. If not, I don't want to hear you going to a reporter. You can't get a tattoo without their approval. Let alone have a snowflake outrage to this.
Because when you join the military, correct me if I'm wrong, you sign up a lot of bit of your rights away to the military.
All of them. You are government property.
They would prefer you're just a genderless standard issue. That's what they want. They break you down to something that it's just standard issue.
Like, the Constitution doesn't even apply to you at that point.
Yeah.
No,
the whole
entire
set of military law is now what is your guiding doctrine. You have way less rights there than you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're subject to the military court system, not the United States Constitution.
Yeah.
You sign over.
Right.
Also, addendum, as an anarchist, I think Trump should go further and ban all genders from the military.
Well, I was going to say, like,
build
know,
the gender wall.
Does this mean that they're exempt from the draft? I would assume it does, right? Trans people
the
can't
implications
get
for
now.
This are still being flushed out.
But
I bet
but
it's not
if
even going to happen.
But if that's But, like, if that's the case, and assuming trans people are exempt from the draft because of this, ban gay people from the military. Do it. Like, guarantee that I will never get drafted. Like, do it.
Yeah.
You know, I won't have to worry about a backup plane to run away to Canada or something.
Well,
like,
I think I think
we're all trans now.
So say, if that happened,
the draft card.
If that was a thing, you know, and gay people couldn't get drafted, and as soon as the draft goes into place, you know how many dudes are going to come out?
How you doing, like, Seth?
Yeah, feeling a little bit.
What
of
are
that.
You doing Saturday night?
Honestly,
want to go to Mesh?
Yeah,
because you don't have to act on it anymore. Like with trans, like we were saying, the umbrella is so large, you don't have to act
on
it.
Well, you can come out as a gay man and be a virgin. And, like, have never, you know, done anything with a dude. But you know, just the same way as a straight guy who's a virgin hasn't actually fucked a girl yet, but he knows he wants to. Like, you can just come out and have not
have you seen The Office?
Sitting right here.
Have you seen The Office?
Yes, I have.
Remember when he just shouts, "I declare bankruptcy." Like, it's the same principle. Like, that is the only requirement there is. You just have to go into a public setting and scream it at the top of your lungs.
That was one of the funniest things ever. So I think this is a perfect illustration for libertarians, to bring it back to the libertarian philosophy. This is a perfect example of why we believe in individualism, and that everything must start at the individual level. And when we start to talk about collective action and on broader scales, you start to have people run to their barricades and start fighting with each other over something that affects 150,000 people in a country of 330 million. 330 million people have an opinion and try to rule the lives of these 150,000 people, when really this is just better handled at the very micro level of the military. It doesn't need to be this big debate. And I think that as we start wrapping up this topic, I want to read from Chelsea Manning. Bradley Manning was the person who leaked documents to WikiLeaks, was then charged, served in prison, was granted clemency by Barack Obama while in prison, transitioned to Chelsea Manning. And Chelsea Manning's opinion was this on Twitter: "Today is further reason we should dismantle the bloated and dangerous military intel police state to fund healthcare for all. We got this." All right, now I'm not with funding for healthcare for all, but very serious, honest point is that the Constitution doesn't argue for a standing military.
And if you give make everyone pay for universal health care, then you better damn well believe the collective has the right to determine who and who doesn't have the right to become trans.
Let's do single payer and then start having this conversation about everybody's health care.
In the UK, they just, if you're fat or like overweight or if you smoke, you can't have surgery.
Kat and I were talking about
Gardasil. You opted out.
They just
we're not going to pay for it.
That just happened in the UK.
Kat and I were talking today about Gardasil and how much of a blessing I think that is for, you know, Kat's a 20-year-old female. The anti-HPV, anti-cervical cancer
vaccine came out when I was like 14.
Vaccine that, that she was able to get is going to prevent so many instances where at 33 I have so many female friends dealing with polycystic fibrosis. Like, they're dealing with ovarian cysts. They're dealing with precancerous cells
out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And it's because of HPV, where the Generation Z, they're not going to have to deal with that. And remember when Rick Perry tried to add that to the Texas vaccine rolls and the fight that was, and, oh, my God, we're going to vaccinate young women against cancer? How could we do this?
Also,
go ahead.
I was going to say real quick, can we go back, because another two major comments about the whole trans issue are, I'm okay with trans serving in the military as long as I don't have to use my taxpayer dollars to, you know,
pay for the process.
For the process. Also, well, what about the $46 million of Viagra, like, that we pay for soldiers? So can we talk about that?
How do you feel about that?
Personally.
Oof. No one's going to judge you. There's no right or wrong answer.
I've been judged when I called Harry black.
I'm just, you know. Like, watch out for your DMs.
He self-identifies as reverse white.
I'm
it's offensive.
Right. I'm just disgusted you assumed his race.
Sorry. Harry, I'm so sorry.
You're a pigment elitist.
No, I think personally, I think that's a tricky thing. I agree it should be a case-by-case basis.
Do you want your tax dollars to fund someone's transition process?
I guess this is kind of similar to the the Planned Parenthood abortion thing, right? It's pretty similar.
Same principle.
What's the cost of a Tomahawk missile? Does anybody know?
But that's a relative.
Are we talking about the addictomy, or are we talking about the actual missile?
No.
I want that option. Having an addictomy, it's going to be a Tomahawk missile.
My point is, like,
I want the MOB.
You know, what is it? The largest military expenditure, bigger than the next. Highest 14 countries.
26
militaries combined. Yeah, like
25 of whom are allies.
There's so much money spent on the military, and so much of that spent on weapons. Like, a former roommate of mine who used to be in the army, and he told me a story of how for hours they had to shoot off rounds from a machine gun. You know, several soldiers just shooting off the rounds because they couldn't transport it. And he said, you have no clue how much money gets wasted in the military.
We leave all the weapons behind because it costs too much to ship them over.
And what Jeeps is ISIS driving now?
Those Hoosier-made Toyotas, baby. Best money can buy.
And that's, invisible truck. Like, there's so much money wasted and spent in the military that, to me, like, quibbling over, like, the money that's spent on trans issues, like from a strict libertarian perspective, like, I get this, how the trans ban from the military is technically a good thing because now these people are prevented from, you know, being conscripted by the government or them controlling their lives and all this. It helps save on money. It technically shrinks the size of government. Yes, that's all true. But at the same time, like, you read the tweets and you're just like, God damn it, Trump. Like,
I'm pissed.
But, like, this is horrible on a feels front, on a PR front. Like, it's the same thing with Pence and RFRA. Like, you are technically correct. Yes, this is technically a step forward in the libertarian position, but God damn it. Like,
I hate him, and I don't want him to be the one that doesn't.
You know, like, every ounce of justification you have for this is bullshit.
Right.
Every ounce of justification that Trump has for, the costs, but how much do you spend on missiles in Syria? Like,
that is
horseshit. And it's the same thing, like, with the justification for RFRA was religious freedom, but a Rastafarian whose holy sacrament is marijuana, well, they don't count. Like,
well, that's the bad religion.
That religious freedom it doesn't matter.
So why do they focus on the bullshit justifications? Why don't they say the true ones?
You don't want to go to the true one.
Saying that you owe the Christian right a favor, and now you're going to pass a ban that allows them to put up a no queers sign at the lunch counter is...
You want
to
get the black vote? Ban gay people in the military. Harry? Well, who is more anti-homosexual marriage than the African-American community?
Yeah, that's so true.
The African-American community is very...
That's so true. And the left has just lumped them all together.
And I've, mm-hmm. and I've heard the same from straight and gay black people, like, that it's...
Yeah,
it's that
that's the thing, is that's why it fails in California every single time, Proposition 8. But, like, Kat, so how do you feel about having to be forced to pay for someone to transition?
I think that's a very tricky thing, because on one part, I... wouldn't want to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, I don't think anybody would want to pay for that. But at the same time, you think of, okay, take that situation out. We're paying for, if it's true, the $46 million worth of Viagra.
That's an issue of relative comparison rather than principle.
Yeah.
That's the path to hell.
The Viagra shit is irrelevant.
That's the thing, is that's how it's argued, and all that does is stoke the flames. Because then it's, well, yeah, but you're spending $46 million on Viagra. Well, yeah, and so it just clashes the sides. The principle is, I shouldn't have to pay for anything I don't want to pay for.
Exactly. Yeah. But at the same time, they're lumping in. See, like, I'm for supporting the military, mm-hmm. so I will support the military with my taxpayer dollars, right?
Want to die if someone invades.
Right. But it's that umbrella blanket type thing. It's now this issue is in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So now
it's real. So do you think you should be able to opt out of your tax dollars going towards someone's transition?
I think you should be able to opt out of everything on tax dollars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I would agree.
Your tax dollars, not one penny of it goes towards the drug war. Damn unless you want it to. Watch that fail overnight.
Right.
Honestly.
Exactly. Or like Planned Parenthood. Instead of having to defund the entire program, if you're really that uptight about abortion.
Oh, my gosh.
Then just,
it's like voluntarism could actually work.
Right.
Like,
then
you
just
only do something with somebody if it's voluntary.
Right,
or if there's, consent.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. And everybody is, back to the Planned Parenthood thing, everybody's like, well, we forget about the thousands of women that they help and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so if we could just, opt out of helping the things you don't want to help. But
I think it's history time.
But
how did Planned Parenthood get started? History time, Greg.
There was this great man that wanted to make Europe great again.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you for listening to We Are Libertarians.
No. This is
eugenics
true
movement.
History.
Eugenics movement.
Yeah, the founder
turn
of
the
Sanger,
century America.
What?
Bad kid.
I thought you were having an epileptic fit.
Yeah.
Stop assuming.
He saw
he's
a mailman and asked me, quit aggressing on me by delivering the mail.
I was like, what do you have against eugenics, Harry?
The difference is the Viagra pills and the transgender stuff is the Viagra pills create more tax slaves.
Reproduction.
I get
so
it. So it
but the point is,
the
any relative
scheme
comparison.
To keep going.
Says the guy who just had
a
child. I'm still here, no kids.
You're right. No, but any relative comparison like that, where you toss out a statistic and they toss out a statistic and they say, yeah, but look at the absurd amount of waste we already have, leads you nowhere,
you
convinces
do,
no one.
You can
until
do that
you make it about the principle.
Forever.
I shouldn't have to pay for anything I don't want to, even if I support it. I'll give to the charity for the transition process. I will find that, host a Kickstarter for them.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
As long as I do it that way and handle it that way, that is the only way to address this argument in a civil or humane fashion.
Correct. Because that's not what the trans community need. They don't need this fight.
Yeah.
What they need is people to help them out with transition to paying for that cost of that.
They need cultural acceptance.
Correct. Cultural acceptance. People to be able to apply to them so they can get a resume built out that they don't have to use their dead name anymore and use their correct name that they have changed. It's so hard for people who are trans to have to change their name to try to get a job because their resume and every other job they had in the past had this old dead name. And that's what the trans community
It's like
really
when someone
needs.
Literally changes their name because of witness protection.
Correct.
It's virtually impossible to prove their track record.
It kind of reminds me in high school how you take the, you take all the bullshit classes and then you take the one class about how to pay taxes and how to do all this.
Civics.
Like, right. Well, like a business management or like a typing class or an actual skills
personal
class.
Personal finance or something like that.
Right. This is what it kind of reminds me of, is we're focusing on all these bullshit issues when in reality they really need the help. They really need the help to just be a normal member of society.
Yeah.
Well, just to be left the hell alone.
And to be left the hell alone.
For people to remember it's none of their business.
The cultural acceptance can't be bought.
No.
You can't raise enough taxes to buy that.
Integration in schools taught us that. It created two separate classes in the education system.
Correct.
It cemented it.
Trans people are still being killed in this country.
Absolutely.
For the simple fact of just being trans. There was a woman that was killed last week. She was stabbed 118 times in the face. Okay.
Where? What was it over?
Yeah.
It was a very unfortunate.
It was a Bible study.
Heal.
they were arguing over Leviticus versus Genesis, which was the better book. I'm sure that's what it was.
That Lot guy.
First off, Seth's the only book. Anyways,
do we know that it's like a hate killing, or do we know?
It was a hate.
The severity would
indicate
that.
Because of what happened was that it does not excuse what the guy did. Okay.
No.
Basically, they had some form of sex, and then the male discovered that, like,
surprise,
I'm trans. The woman was trans, and it was, and he shocked, got the knife, and proceeded to stab her 119 times, and then went back to his room and took a shower like it was just nothing. Yeah, it was awful. And this thing happens. This week we just passed the anniversary of what was her name? Nariah Jones. She died here in Indianapolis on July 23rd, 2003. It was down in Fall Creek, and she didn't have sex with this person. She just mainly made out with him at a gas station. They found out that she was trans. They took her and her cisgender female friend, took her over by Fall Creek, that same trail that everyone runs off of right now, built and concreted over the spot. And they basically was sitting in the car, and they burnt them alive in that car.
Damn.
Okay. And that was just in 2003. This situation was built to me because, like, that's what really got me into, like, really researching and finding out, because I just got out of school. That burnt right behind. Like, I remember seeing the smoke from that from my apartment.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Wow. I remember that today. You know, it's awful. You know? And like I said, and right now, you go on Fall Creek, you have no incident. Like,
well, they wiped it away. They
correct.
Whitewashed
it
from
all
history.
Gone. You know, like, if you, like, I've yeah, taken
that hurts
people
my feels.
To the spot,
we don't want
like,
to talk about
this
that.
Happened right here. No one noticed. No one noticed. There's no marker, nothing. No one cares.
It's pretty the trans community in general is arguably the most ostracized, ridiculed, and targeted group.
Gays don't want... gays largely don't want trans associated because they're making progress on gay rights issues. And
Maya's not here because Seth said no.
And trans people, well, that's not it.
I had nothing to do with
that. But trans people essentially, like, oh, you'll just set our cause back.
Yeah, I would have to agree. That's the main, and Seth, you can jump in, but
it's,
I just...
It's a compromise thing. Like, if they're trying to make progress with...
pick your battles.
With legislatures, like... The congressman or whatever will say, like, listen, you know, we're with you. Like, we can get people on board with this gay shit, but the trans thing doesn't make any sense. People don't get it. So you drop
the T. It's a non-starter.
You drop the T, you compromise, you make what progress you can, and any progress that moves forward is with the LGB stuff.
GLB.
And...
But we're not forgetting about you. We just can't have you at the front of the
line.
Just wait your turn. Like, it has to come later. The
timing organic process
isn't right.
Yeah, I was going to say, it reminds me of the women's suffrage and how they
worst
the
decision
right
it. Ever.
The Southern
Depression, World War II,
right.
Rise of Hitler.
Exactly. All in line.
What is it? The Southern.
And now we got Kat.
Southern
Law and Poverty Center.
Everybody, one at a time. Kat.
Annoyed.
Kat.
The what are they called? Well,
the Southern Law and Poverty Center? Or
no.
The Women's League?
Southern Democrats didn't want the black women
right.
marching with
correct.
Them,
yes.
so
absolutely
they wouldn't
not.
March unless they were in the back.
They knew it hurt their cause.
Exactly. Yep. So that's exactly
the same.
What it is.
It's the same thing with slavery in the United States. They would never, we'd have never had a quote unquote more perfect union if the union was not possible because the Southern states wouldn't agree to the union without slavery. It's the same thing. Every process, every like, you know, the organic process of cultural acceptance and norms developing and people getting acclimated to situations and environments they're unaccustomed to, that means it isn't pretty. You sure don't like to be that person that says, listen, you don't get, we're going to represent you. You have to trust me, but you can't come to this rally.
Right.
Nobody wants to be that person.
Right.
But at the end of the day, no progress happens without that person.
Listen.
Because it happened, like, whether it's right or wrong, it happens, like, in steps. It's not
two steps forward,
sudden,
one step back.
It's not suddenly overnight. Like, even the even a lot of the abolitionists, like during the Civil War era, they were not like you know, to MLK levels of like, oh yeah, they should be totally equal, they should be friends, they should be going to the same schools, drinking from the same fountains. Like, that was not their mindset. It was just, well, we don't think that they should be enslaved. I think that's a little too harsh. It's a little too much. But, you know, they didn't want them to, like people think of it like they're of the same mindset of 100 years later in the 1960s.
It was an overnight, like, tipping point. It was
not
a switch.
It was not that way. It was, we want to end slavery because it's horrible, but it, it was not a, we want equal rights. And that was true of, you know, people, like, the kind of attitude that you would have in the 1960s for people in the 1860s to have that in the North was pretty rare.
Absolutely. Like, it's not a, it's, oh, we're, we don't want them to have rights. It's a state's rights issue.
Yeah.
You know,
And it took 100 years, you know, for people to get forward to that point. And then another 50 years to get to where we are today. Like, it, like, yes, I wish it could all just switch overnight. It doesn't. Like, that's not.
It creates backlash. Trying to enact quick change society isn't ready for creates the exact opposite of what you're shooting for.
But and I feel like the
Trump's proof of that.
Caitlyn Jenner, I think, is somebody who moved society forward. Society is largely ready to discuss trans issues. There, maybe society at large is not at an accepting phase, but there is an, at least a discussion that these are people, as opposed to 5 years ago when people didn't accept even their humanity.
They're still quiet about it. They're still like, you know what? I still like Caitlyn Jenner. You know what I mean? They don't want to just come out and say it. There aren't that many brave people that'll say, no, I liked Bruce, I like Caitlyn, same person. You know, Bruce Jenner could have won as a senator as a Republican in California.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner couldn't win a House race in Calabasas.
We're going to see.
Only because she had an R next to her name.
But that's what I mean, is that that change, that very simple change, is an indication of the way our society, where it is in this stage of development of accepting the trans issue. But now that it's basic white girls that watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Sunday nights, those are the early adopters. They're going, that's going to incubate with them as slowly as they talk with their friends and they say, you know what, I like Caitlyn. Then it goes to the husbands, then it filters down to the kids, and then it's like, why was this ever an issue?
Yeah, it's how it happens.
Like our great-great-grandparents would probably be pissed Harry and I are sitting at the same table.
Yeah.
It's never occurred to me that
mine
Harry and I are
yours,
different.
Probably.
Well, that's because you like hate Cherokees. I might scalp you.
Honestly, charge him full price for the tickets. All right, I think we've bloviated enough about it, this.
Libertarians, focus on the principle, not throwing out conflicting statistics to make the virtue signal.
That is an endless circle.
Because
both sides can do that until they're blue in the face. It never ends.
Principle will win arguments. Relativity won't.
I find that kind of stepping back from these issues and not really engaging on it, it wins you more friends than if you were trying in, if you were jumping in there trying to get into the middle of two groups that just want to fight it out, and nobody's going to win. You're not going to win any of these Facebook arguments.
Correct. It looks like the hostile anarchist versus the KKK Klan members hashing this out in a Facebook thread. No one comes away looking good on that.
Don't fight. Just try to get them to extrapolate what they are feeling and get out of what they are thinking in their head. A lot of them will jump into this that thread or a fight just to win. Don't go in there to win. Get them to actually fully explain their position. Let them fully pull it out so they don't have just this knee-jerk, I hate the queers. Just
Viagra.
My Viagra. Whatever. Let them, like,
I knew a trans. He was a pedophile.
Fully extrapolate everything out of
that's
that
what
sentence.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
They went in my bathroom.
I
don't want those pedos in my restroom. Meanwhile, he's eating a foot-long meatball marinara. You know what I mean?
That means in code.
No, but I mean Jared Fogle. The Fogler.
You know, there's already, like, pedos in the bathrooms.
Exactly. He owns the bathroom. Probably has cams.
All right.
No, so think about it.
That's why you got to be 21 and older to be in the subway stage at Clips now.
Pat, what was the... I'd just be curious. What was the general, like, siding on this? Like, did you... And you don't have to read through it. I just didn't know if you maybe observed it from watching feedback.
The majority of... like I said, the majority of people made three comments. One, who the hell cares? Two, like, I don't give a fuck. Two, I think trans people are just like any other people. They should serve in the military. But I don't want to pay their expenses. And three, this is just a distraction by Trump, which I would agree with three the most.
Yeah.
He kind of needed it. Healthcare failing is a big, big failure for the whole GOP.
Yeah. But the reasoning, like, before, like, paying for the transition, like, you've got someone who probably, let's just go 4 years of training of how to hurt someone, how to kill someone, military training like this. If they didn't go through their full transition, a lot of them would probably snap. They could need that piece of therapy. I think that's more of a peace of mind. Now they've got all this training and they're a little bit calmer. Yeah. If they actually go to the therapist and not just do it to get hormones, that's what like the freaking sucks. Is like most people in the trans community believe their hormones are some magic happy estrogen pills, and they believe taking these things will like make them instantly happy. Like, well, no, you have to solve.
Now you have feels,
right? You have feels, but the feels are the thing. It's like you have to deal with that foundational crap that you have to deal with.
Oh, that process, the biological process,
everything. But yeah, because if you know, in your head, you knew you were this gender for so long, but you had to live as someone else. That's playing with gender. That will psychologically, you know, like mess with you. Like
how you viewed your world.
Correct. Yeah,
is now gone.
Correct.
That's where I wonder about the mental illness thing, because you're in a state of flux until you've clearly defined that you are trans and accepted it without any like fluidity or anything ungrounded.
Yeah. That's the mental illness. That's the mental illness that needs to be addressed.
The identity issue.
Right. Because it's not that you've changed such a massive aspect of yourself, and that's the reason why the trans suicide rate is so
ambiguity
high.
Drives people insane.
Right.
That's more often like most people can't handle ambiguity, and it's that uncertainty, and you know that unattached or undefined feeling that ends up driving them insane and causes the suicide. Yeah. And so it's different. Like with homosexuality, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You like what you like, and it's only your business. If society would be that cool, it'd be great. You know, it's still even not there yet.
But even like 50 years ago, it was closer to the kind of thing that Harry's describing with, you know, the trans issues. Mm-hmm. Like it's taken a lot of time to get to where we are today.
Yeah.
It does. And if you force it, you get backlash that is counterproductive.
And gay suicide still happens, right?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it
all the time.
You know, because like
it's environment, the culture and the society
so,
like, attacks them.
Like so many of my gay friends that I've talked to, at some point they were considering killing themselves because they couldn't handle the fact, you know, that they were gay and society was telling them they shouldn't be. Like, it is not a rare story to hear at all.
Well, it's just like the physical difference in you from once you came out and how comfortable and at peace you are is stunning. Like, and it's great. It's so awesome to see. Because you're a totally different person. You're more confident. You're happier.
Yeah,
you know, there's no anxiety in the background operating.
Like, 4 years has made a lot of difference.
Oh, you're a different person.
Come out in that time, and it is much better. And that's something that I was going to say as well. We were talking about how it takes time. You know, it was 100 years between 1860 and 1960. It takes time on these things. It's the same thing. Like, I've noticed it with when I came out and with certain people in my life. Like, over time, even if they're not like currently to the point where they're accepting of it, over time, that time has made a difference, you know, and it does. Like, having time for them to think about it and process it will make a difference. Because from my perspective, like, I've had years, you know, years upon years of
inner turmoil
to think about this and to process it and to deal with it. People who just found out yesterday and are having to reconcile
what I thought was
stereotypes that they've seen, which aren't necessarily representative of real people, and try and reconcile that with somebody they've known.
The personal individual.
That takes time. And so, you know, that's a big part of coming out if you're gay. It's same thing on a much larger level, like with society as general. It takes time for people to come around and become accepting of it.
To stop fearing different, usually.
Yeah.
Because it's usually fearing different that ends up causing all of the
fearing what
the burning.
You don't understand.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's good or bad different. It's just that you are. And once that situation becomes, you know, charged or incensed, that's when irrational decisions start being made, like burning someone on Fall Creek Parkway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, keep it on the moon on. I'm just...
At the end of the day, the takeaway is two scoops. Two genders, two terms, deal with it. I'm kidding.
Right.
That's the exact opposite.
Yeah. Let's start wrapping it up. let's give our final thoughts for this episode. Kat, would you like to join start us off?
Yes, great episode. I thought it was very interesting. Loved it. Because we're the 1, 2, 3, 5 Five best friends. We're the five best friends.
That
I can't count because I'm a girl.
That is second to Scat Cat in terms of.
Did
like
somebody say Scat Cat?
Annoying yes. bullshit.
A beep,
baskily
deep, doobity da, ba da, beep, 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 ba da, ba ba da, ba.
Kill me.
Yeah, we. Hey, if you want to talk to somebody, I know you're gay and you go through that.
All right.
Yeah, no, great episode. Very interesting. And I guess I would have to say is on what my stance is, it's kind of a controversial one because it's, you've got, I understand both sides. I'm a very level-headed person, but I would have to go the route of, I think, in a perfect America, you could just opt out of whatever you didn't want to pay for.
That's the ideal. That's, that should be the goal you always push for.
Line item tax forms. I love it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Harry?
That line. First off, I wanted to get the statement that Kat does not have racism insurance. So, yeah, just you go ahead and attack her all you want.
Come here.
You
hug.
Have.
Give me a
levy
hug.
A fine.
She doesn't have gay insurance either.
I'm
levy two fines.
No, I'm probably.
And a third for a mix.
I was going to say, everyone thinks I'm a lesbian, so that's my insurance.
Mm. How brave.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, now man. Harry's speechless.
I know, like throw me off.
Oh, now I feel kind of bad. She's, you know, been a lesbian all this time.
I know, now I feel bad.
I'm also secretly black.
She's still a racist, but you know, she's had a tough time being a lesbian.
Yeah. When it comes down to like taxes, taxes are awful. Taxation is theft. When it comes down to it, if you're going to even have a state or a government, because I don't want either, or I would like it for the thing to just to have like user fees and fundraisers.
We just want a group, a governing body of LARPers that decide the LARPing.
Well, yeah. How about this? Like, you know, if you like schools, you know, have the schools fundraised and you pay for the school that you want, you pay for the road that you want.
But what about the poor children, Harry? Why do you hate poor children, Harry?
I don't hate poor children.
Why do you hate
I love
poor black
poor children,
Harry?
Huh?
Yeah, Harry.
Well, first off,
why don't you want the poor black children to be able to read, Harry? Why are you holding the man down?
Because there can only be one, and it's Harry.
That's right.
And this
Obama
way,
than Harry.
Because, like, it's a lot. I believe the schools will be better. Most people have more
options.
You know, more options, more invested interest into that school.
Less standardized testing that's
correct.
Irrelevant.
Because, like, you think about it now. If most people, they have money that's sitting in their savings account that is doing nothing, like, they can almost invest that to a school and possibly be able to.
If you're
to
not
get,
being taxed, you're going to have the money to make these choices.
Correct. You can invest into a school and actually get people to pay it off. And, get, and even if, like, let's say the school's paid off, you can have people, like, pay back the school just like the same way and almost use it as, like, a mortgage to the school.
Except
and
an apprenticeship where they send you and pay. For you since
well, there's
the
all these other different options, you know, that you can get to get make the schools better instead of being stuck in this crappy system,
Russian
allowing
model.
In these crappy schools. And the same thing when it comes to government, when it comes to like the military, that I don't want to pay for it. I think it's junk. But there's other things that we could be doing better with that money. A lot of people, but what are you going to
attacking Canada and stealing
taking
their maple syrup?
Hey, we almost attacked Canada and half and non-anarchist Harry think we should because they still celebrate the time they beat up America.
I've seen Canadian bacon. I'm for it.
I love
careful
it.
Careful now.
Oh,
I've got a date with a Canadian tomorrow. So.
Did someone say scat cat?
No.
It's like Bloody Mary three times.
It's like
you summoned me.
It's on that level of like bad drops, like a Saturday, like the early morning, like a traffic report drops, or like that as the other local radio show that our buddy Rob's on that has to do.
Don't say it.
That he does has to do drops on, and I feel bad for him half the time because you can hear him.
You should.
They hear him scream at him. It's like, come on.
You shouldn't be supporting it with your ears.
Oh man, I'm so sorry, Rob.
After what they said about you, and I had to rescue you and stand up for you.
But
in the arena,
you're like Teddy Roosevelt. You're a man in the arena.
I was the man in the arena that day, and Harry goes and listens to their show, and I'm offended.
Yeah, they're pretty
I'm
awful.
Taking my premiums back. Fuck you.
Can't take them back. Contract. Smart contract. Changes.
You're not going to finish up with something super technological that is way over my head. I mean, people love the, Harry.
Be sure to change your Bitcoin passphrases because.
All right, I will end with this when it does come to your Bitcoins. If you have Bitcoins on an online wallet, I'd get them offline right now.
This is coming from the founder.
If you are watching into Bitcoins or something, then you should have got them offline and just watched because, like, this whole, like, SegWit war it's amping up. You know, like, hey, I've got some Bitcoins offline. The other Bitcoins I have, I've transferred out for... I don't have any Zcash, but you should have some. But I don't have any. I swear.
What about?
Dogecoin's better.
Sold them my Dogecoin when they went up because I don't think they'll go up any higher. So I sold them all.
What's the equivalent of Bitcoin to dollar?
Right now?
Yeah. What's one Bitcoin cost? Isn't it
$2,700?
That's what I thought. Yeah. I googled it.
Yeah.
How many Bitcoin do you have here?
Yeah, it was three.
Interesting when you control half the supply that you have such
vested
interest in making it go up.
Hey, personally, I sold some Bitcoins and Dogecoins to help pay for Gunther in the hospital. It was awesome to like watch her like, well, I'm just like cash this into dollars and like here you go.
F off taxes.
Here's your $6,000 in cash.
Ain't no transfer fees on this.
Bitcoins. Glad I had these. You know. Hey, I benefited with the cash going up. I was like, wow, cheap pregnancy. Oh,
I wish I bought into Bitcoin 5 years ago when I first heard about it and then cashed out at $3,000. I would have...
Wow.
I would have thrown every damn penny I had at it. I could have a mansion. I could have a pool boy now. Like,
but if it didn't work out, you would have just fake money.
Yeah.
That's not true. It's digital.
Oh, sorry.
It has feels.
Yeah. It's not pirate doubloons that I have in the backyard.
Pirate doubloons.
If I had took this, 7 years ago, I never took the $7,000 I had for the down payment of my house and bought Bitcoin. Oh, yeah. Could have bought my neighborhood. But like, you could be like me who bought into Bitcoin, watched it go up, didn't think it would go up any higher, and then buy a 6970 AMD graphics card with all his Bitcoins. Mm. Think it wouldn't get any higher. Like, wow.
Women, please stop throwing your panties at the...
Honestly,
that old
when Harry talks about graphics cards, my panties
I don't know how, but I just got wet. All right, Seth?
I don't know. I don't think I had...
You want to thank Kat for anything?
You want me to show it?
Oh, yes. That's exactly what I was going to say, actually. No, I was just going to say, you know, I've come a long way in the last 4 years from, like, my ragey libertarian college days. But few things tempt me to violate the nap now, like... Scat Cat does.
Thank you.
So thank you for testing my purity every week. I hear that bullshit.
It's only been 2 weeks.
Everyone deserves a one helicopter exemption.
Oh my god.
Scat Cat is covered by the BitCut no government license.
Exactly.
Other than that, the only when I get
you
into
people.
The only other thing I have is I actually have something to ask of Dear Leader.
Well,
I'm
bracing myself.
Start with a compliment.
I'm nervous.
As you know, I'm generous and thorough.
Quite thorough. You've given me years of listening pleasure.
In your ears.
In my ears.
I've given you goosebumps, have I not?
Oh, yes. The best place to get
I please not only men,
ears.
But women.
He does. This is true.
And trans.
And G and Dovahkiin and all the genders, yes. But what I wanted to actually point out was your noted record of your opinion of baby boomers.
Not a fan.
No. Oh, really? What would you say about baby boomers?
Holocaust.
Oh.
Yeah, generally, you know.
The first Holocaust.
All of them.
I will
you
fucking
would say
reenact
the
Holocaust to end this shit.
Listen, I love Natalie and Agnos, but she's a boomer.
Actually, she's technically not, so she's safe.
She's not Gen X.
Your mom's on the cusp.
Your mom is not Gen X.
Too close.
Your mom is boomer.
They're pretty young.
No, she.
They're pretty young.
No, my mom is.
Because Trump's boomer. He's the first year of boomer.
My mom, I think, is like.
It's 47 to 65?
Yeah, my mom was born in 66, I think.
Well, no, your mom's full boomer.
Regardless.
Close enough.
It has been noted that Dear Leader is not a fan of the boomers, right?
Yes.
Reacting
to the Holocaust. Hurry up, Seth. I have a drive to make.
I would like to play. I require silence from everybody, please. Silence. I would like to play a clip from episode 45 of We Are Libertarians
45.
At 1 minute
and 16 seconds into the episode.
This is some autism here.
If you don't mind asking. No, I don't mind asking. Just setting up a new company and had to go out there and do some training and get things going.
Stop doing.
God fucking damn it. It didn't. Okay, hold on. It didn't move.
NSA.
Right away.
They knew.
Hold on.
You don't think Dear Leader has that clip scrubbed from the internet?
That's right.
I just did this.
Paid off.
Listen. You're on the very end of it. I think the generation that's after us and our generation are so, like, coddled by our parents that the notion of rebelling against an authority is crazy because we get along with our parents. Millennials, I get along with the two guys I work with because they're baby boomers and I just get along with people of that generation.
Who's that female voice?
That's Suzanne Schaefer.
Oh.
So,
my favorite intern.
So
I loved Suzanne. Just kidding.
Don't change the subject.
Just
so don't change the subject. I see what you're trying to do there.
I
am going to demand a public apology on behalf of the listeners, not to me, of course. On behalf of the listeners, for your lies and treachery about your opinions on baby boomers. Lying Chris, ladies and gentlemen.
Did they telegraph you their concerns?
Dear Leader.
Here's the problem, Seth.
It's paid off.
You want me to show them out the door, Dear Leader?
Paid off. Same Goldstein, paid off.
Prepare yourself.
Flip-flopping all over the place. Lying Chris.
Slimy Spangle.
As you know.
We've outed you secretly.
No.
Big time lover of baby boomers.
You have not.
I have the documents. I have the audio files.
As you know.
I have the documents.
As you know, we've well established that I am the listeners and the listeners are me.
Oh.
We're one. So I.
Holy Trinity, sort of.
A house divided against itself cannot stand. So therefore. No, you cannot demand on behalf of the listeners because I am demanding nothing of myself. I think we all know this.
What is there to demand?
There's nothing to demand.
Circle of life.
Continuing to be perfect. Secondly, individually, I do enjoy several boomers. I like boomers. I like Natalie. She's probably my favorite boomer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm a big fan of Kat's mom. As a generation. I said in that piece that they coddled us, that we have a soft generation. Is that not a fault of the boomers for giving it to us so easy?
You did really did work in politics for 4 years.
Absolutely.
Didn't you? Learning how to flip this on the fly.
Let me make sure that you're
what you
you're
come into our
is.
Compound
now,
and you disrespect.
Can you define
Let's,
what
no, no, no,
is
no, no. Shh,
is?
Shh. Let's get to you, Seth.
Mm. Oh.
Let's talk about
you. Oh, you have some dirt on me?
Your history of racism is well documented.
I don't know about that.
I don't even think you're actually gay.
How did... No.
Get Jeff in here. I can prove it.
Oh, Vivert.
Go in there and prove it for us.
How
oh,
dare...
Oh, I will.
Let me film it.
How dare you come in here and insult me with my own words? Nay... I wasn't insulted because what I said and what I have always said has always been correct.
Dear Leader, please, your blood pressure.
I'm beside myself, honestly.
He's getting very ham colored right now, very, very red.
Help me, Kat, help me. I need you. Why do you think you're here?
Right. You did.
It's yield my time to my spokesperson, Kat Anagnos.
You come into our wall compound with the, how you say. Fake news of the Dear Leader. You bring in fake audio clips that we know you used on Audacity.com to change.
Audacity.com.
To change.
Therefore, the Audible of Hope, Barack Obama's biography.
Bring the catapult.
The Audible.
We shall catapult, Seth.
Here's the problem.
Over the wall, compound wall.
I haven't fed Muffins in roughly 4 weeks. Look at Muffins. She's over there. She is ready to eat your fucking face off.
She does look like quite a mad pussy.
Thank
I bet a pussy's never looked at you like that.
Yeah. Never.
All right, Seth. Yeah. No, I
got gotcha, you, bitch.
No, you didn't get me.
I did get you.
I like several boomers. boomers.
I'm escorting him out.
Thank you.
Please. Tens and tens of boomers.
All right, kids. Let's start. Greg, your final thoughts for
Seth,
this episode?
Thanks for coming on and
coming
opening
out.
Up.
It was a good last run. I'll never be on again.
No, you definitely are. You got to bring Snowflake.
Yeah,
that's
right.
True.
But
I got to take the, you know.
We got to feed the lion to the Christian over here.
I got to take the flamethrower to the blizzard. Harry, thank you for coming. Always a pleasure to see you, good sir.
Thank you.
Spangle, really enjoyed it.
Why were you being so sassy?
Well, nothing.
What was the sarcasm?
I don't need to gloat. The listeners have already decided on the reception of what was it called?
Skatcat.
Now listen, you're being mean to Kat. I want you to publicly apologize to her.
And we're talking after the show, mister.
I'm very sorry, Catherine.
Thank you, Gregory.
For someone with the canker sore problem that you have, I should be way more considerate of your feels.
I don't have a canker sore.
Well, it's meth mouth. I was being
I don't
nice.
Have a canker sore.
Thanks for listening to We Are
Libertarian. This is a hairy mall. Leave me alone.
No, speaking of the hair, you have a long ass hair on your ear that Harry and I have been plotting to pluck for the past
30
minutes.
It was so
it's crazy. We're going
right
to get that. No.
Kat goes, can I pull that nose hair? I go, sure. And she just pulls over and plucked out my nose hair with her finger.
Yeah, I did. And then I ate it.
You're like an old married couple.
You need the right lighting for ear hair. That's the problem.
Yep. Mm-hmm. One more week together.
Yeah, one high five. How do we do it?
All right, kids. Greg, anything else?
Nope. Good episode. Enjoyed it. And, Chloe Agnos is on my shit list. I didn't get to be on the show last time.
That's right.
So, you know what? She... Go to camp.
Let's just save it.
I enjoyed the episode.
Is it a coincidence she didn't invite me, and then I sent her to the Dominican Republic, called the president, got emperor, said...
I do not believe she's in the Dominican Republic. I think she's at a Fisher Starbucks and then posting Flickr photos.
She's that basic.
Yeah.
So, she's sitting there. She literally waits there every day until it's pumpkin spice season.
Fake vacation, fake Instagram, fake
news.
Her,
like, legs are hot dogs post. Those aren't actually legs. She gets too hot.
Right.
Hashtag Oscar Mayer life.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like the...
It was great having Chloe on last week. Kyle, not as much.
Oh.
So.
Pedro was there?
Pedro was lurking in the background. He's like a North Korean censor, making sure that Chloe doesn't say anything that will...
Ruin the brand.
Right.
Well, let's wrap this up, because I know Catherine has a long...
Thank you, Gregor.
I'm very considerate of others.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us here on this episode of We Are Libertarians. Even Muffins is yawning. God damn, she's cute. I want to say thank you to everybody for coming coming into our home and listening to this episode of We Are Libertarians. Please be sure to go to the Johnny Rocket Launchpad's website. Get that book, The Liberty Force. Get that comic book. Please support our friend Johnny. He's been such a good friend of me. And such a good friend to the libertarian movement, so please check that out. I just appreciate you all. I want to say I really don't have any. I usually normally have like a whole list of plugs or people to thank or whatever, but it's kind of light this week. So big thank you.
Thank
big,
yourself.
Thank me. Honestly, I thank me for bringing this all to you. Big developments coming in the We Are Libertarians world. Be ready. Be prepared.
Get the calendars out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Listen, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I have a big surprise on 9/11 for everyone. I want everyone to go onto their Facebook page, go onto Twitter, go onto social media, and I want you to just post... Big surprise coming on 9/11. Stay tuned to We Are Libertarians. All right?
You're going to be blown out of your mind.
Then add inshallah.
No. Maybe not that. No. Big surprise coming on 9/11. We're going to celebrate me. It's going to be fantastic.
Durka Muhammad Jihad.
So we will see you next week. Thank you for joining us. Please check out the YouTube. Please continue to send in your letters and your compliments. We love them. And everyone else can go fuck themselves. Thank you for listening to this episode of We Are Libertarians. And as promised, we always promise.
Redo.
And as always, we promise.
To do better next time.
Oh, gee. And as always, we promise.
To do better next time.
Wait, nope, you be quiet. You're going
to
get a spank.
Speak when spoken to,
you're gonna get
woman.
The kitchen is that way. Are
do
you lost?
Do you want to get a spanking?
This is a map.
Gross.
You're at a microphone. That's the kitchen. You need to go.
You are here.
But
March
I can't
West.
Read.
And as always, we promise.
To do better next time.
Thank you for listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Get our other shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.